You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. And sometimes it's hilarious, sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
Podcast.
No topics, no directions, but I love doing it.
On riotcast.com.
All right. Oh, Jesus. Fucking moron. Can you not break my studio?
That's somebody's dad.
I think that's true.
All right.
Times have changed.
What's up? Welcome to the You Know What, Dude podcast. We are here once again on a lovely Tuesday afternoon in the Riotcast studios above the beautiful world-famous comedy cellar in the West Village. I can add more details if you need them, but I'm not going to. Today is an epic day. We have, first of all, we have the crews back. We have the regulars, which is fantastic. And there's a lot of new things happening today. Number one, I'm going to save the best for last. We have Scopo has moved from the computer where he usually is to my right-hand man producing the show to actually sitting on the show. He actually has a microphone and that's it.
Yeah, now you can make eye contact with him when you yell at him.
What the fuck did you just say?
I don't know. That's, you know, rust.
So the fucking the pressure is on, okay? The pressure's on you.
Not just on the wheels on that chair, Scopo.
Hey!
I mean, it could be funny.
Lewis has been attending the Joe List School of Zing.
Lewis is already practicing moving his Kelly jokes to Scopo.
So,
and there's the headmaster himself.
Scopo's a fuck.
You gotta be a better writer, mate. Come on.
Oh, and one.
Hey, Adrian, don't get too comfortable in that seat.
What happened to the bandana?
Scopo's so bad that he's gonna get Adrian fired.
There's no bandana. First of all, those were two flat tires. The bandana is somewhere, probably in.
We got a new. There we have is. A new bandana. It's probably on mine. Go fuck yourself.
It's just wrap bandana.
It. Just wrap it across Scopo's face like an ISIS member.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give it to you right now.
What?
You can't just throw.
You
got laughs because this fucking corporate douche heard the word ISIS.
No, really? What are you talking about? That was a great reference.
Jesus Christ!
Why was it a great reference?
Because it was funny.
All right, tell me. Do it again. Let's do it again.
With the same joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll take it.
Okay.
It's good.
Why don't you just wrap it across Scopo's head now like he's an ISIS member? Fucking crushed with Kelly.
Fucking Kelly don't count!
That's international audience.
That's international audience. I'm big in Sweden.
All right, I'm going to take it, but here's the deal.
Yeah.
I'm going to let the fans who listen to this right now, I want you to tweet right this second if that's a good one. And if not, you
is
take
is this live?
This is live.
You guys do it live now?
We do live.
So you want me to tweet that?
No, I'm kidding.
All right. Okay.
Unlike the Fusion Network, we have the technology to go live.
Woo!
There's a donkey walking around in a circle to generate energy.
Mijo, check the donkey.
Wait, what is Fusion Network?
Exactly.
It's a TV network owned by ABC and Univision.
Lewis is on fire. Shit.
Yeah. I just imagine Lewis practicing these in the mirror last night.
Here's a
shadow box.
Here's the deal. We also have a big day today. Of course, Kelly Festuca. It's her last show.
Yes!
Guys, no. Stop. No. That's not the risk. Guys, stop doing armpit farts.
Oh boy.
That's not the response.
My balloon guy is late, but he'll be here.
I have two belly dancers showing up, but they're going to be late too.
She has two bellies as well.
Oh my God.
Okay, so.
God. You guys are on fire.
There's a lot of fucking bullets in the air already.
And as you can hear.
Jesus Christ.
The great Giannis Papas is back.
Papoosh.
Everyone clapped except Joe. Look at that.
I just think the great is a little much. Yeah. What's he, a magician?
You didn't know that's what he did after his show?
After each trick, he just goes, that's it!
Yeah.
And everyone's like, woo-hoo-hoo!
Yeah, the only way he gets laughs is by making his dick disappear.
No, she actually has a dick. Do your character.
Give me the fucking
damn dick. Everybody, let's take a moment of silence for that one. I want a 5-second moment of silence for that stinker.
Was that the joke?
Five-second moment of silence. Joe, do you know what a smoke, you fucking dum-dum?
I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this.
Shut your face. Joke. Just be quiet.
All right. How long?
Oh my god.
Fucking Joe is a cunt.
I'll tell you, her leaving really just made a good energy in the air. Yeah, seriously. Yeah. It's
Listen,
nice.
Here's
I'll tell you what, Scopo doesn't need to be here either.
Well,
it's true.
We're going to find
Joe, that's out of line. That's really out of line.
I know. I went too far now. I feel bad.
Guys, get the
Joe, what are you, a fucking asshole? Are you fucking.
I'll talk to you about that later, kids. Get in the Peugeot.
Just get
the Peugeot.
He talks like every one of my friend's fathers from when I was growing up.
Or every producer on your fucking last show. Lizzie.
Right, he's from New York. You want
I'll
that bandana?
Yeah, take that. Yeah. Well,
right back to
Dan.
This bandana is flying today.
It's a bomb Dana. Let's not lighten up what happened. You bombed. You get the bomb Dana. It's not a bandana.
We get it, fucking
You're
teacher.
You're not in a band.
When did Dan Soder become Todd Barry? Why are you so laid back?
Whoa!
Hey, guys.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, man.
That was another amazing joke.
Hey, I just did a show, all crowd work. Where are you from? That's great. That's
You're mellow today, man.
No, wow. I'm just waiting.
Oh, I know.
No, you're talking over.
You're doing like a boxer. You're letting us swing, and then well, you're going to come and pow, pow.
No, somebody's got to name a character that he can do. Nobody's done that yet.
It's true, too.
Yeah.
I don't just fucking molest the talking time like Lewis, who comes in. He's like, you're talking? I'm talking. If I talk louder, then it means I can talk more.
I just remind everybody, that's someone's dad.
Yeah. Yeah, you started the show.
It's a great impression, too.
Second joke you've done a second
and
time.
And I'm going to do it again.
I like when someone hits Lewis where it hurts. Yeah. He gets sad. Like I see the same face when he found out his dad was dead. It's like,
you were there?
Yeah, I was there. I killed my brother.
I swear to God, we were walking on the Upper West Side with his kid, and people were looking at us like he stole that baby. Yeah. He kept taking his hat, putting it back on. He had sleeveless shirt on.
Sheaveless?
Sheaveless.
What are sheaves?
I don't know.
Well, you took the wind right out of fucking poor. Lewis is on fire, and then you sucked the wind out of him.
See?
Look at him.
Stop sucking me, bro.
Are you wearing James's t-shirt? We get it. You're strong. Get a man's t-shirt.
I like how that's a Joe calls people in shape. He goes, look at you. You're strong. It's like an old woman feeling a young man's arms. Look at you. You're strong.
He really is like Ted the teddy bear. All right, so we got a big day today. Last week we did this whole thing with, we had around 8 interns show up to replace Kelly.
Shannon.
Speaking of Shannon, we had Shannon come in who was smoking hot. Everybody loved her, and everybody wants her to be the intern, but I don't think she can be the intern. Not that we're picking, we're going to pick today by the end of the show. We'll tell everybody who the intern is, but listen, here's the deal. I wanted her around too, so I came up with a great alternative.
Yes.
Kelly?
Come on out, Shannon.
Can I see this? Adrian, will you please put that on your face? So here's the deal.
Oh, I'd hit that.
That's hot, dude.
Wait, can you pop a hole in his mouth so I can put my dick in there?
Wow, that got pretty aggressive.
Yeah, wow. You're really from Miami
hey,
now.
Huh? I don't got to worry about what I say anymore.
What they like. Tony, you do this. What the fuck is that? Yeah. Look right into the camera, my friend. So there you go. We have Shannon is the new intern.
That's creepy as shit.
Slash
it really
Adrian.
Is.
We got a nice Shannon mask for Adrian. So there you go. So enjoy.
That was a lot of work to put in for an audio podcast.
Yeah, he's got to wear that
you
the whole
put
show.
The picture, you got to fucking blow it up, print it out.
He's got a paper plate against his face for an hour.
He had the paper plates, though.
Why did you do the paper plate?
Comedy's a tough business, kid.
That's Adrian looking back. I had to wear a paper plate on my head for 3 hours.
What his parents call. How's comedy going? Pretty good. I wore a paper plate.
Are we doing this the whole show?
Come on, switch the cameras up, you cocksucker.
See.
Well, me.
Just just make Chris wear it.
That's how evil. You really are evil. I initially was going to make you wear it, but I forgot you were moving off the fucking computer. And you were coming into your manhood. You were dropping your nuts today.
Thank you.
It wouldn't be a good joke because she has a better body than Shannon does. That was supposed to be a joke about him, and I think like you guys made it about Shannon, and now I feel like an asshole.
Shannon's body was out of this world.
It's unbelievable. Shannon's he's got a nice ass.
First of all, you don't know Shannon's body was unbelievable. You saw it with a dress.
I fucked her.
Oh, okay. So you do know.
Somebody's dad.
She sent me a whole bunch of pictures, and they're all body shots, and her tits were just up to her chin.
Where?
Amazing. Oh, on my phone.
Send them to me.
Why don't we have it?
Why haven't we
seen what's going on?
I was trying to make a joke about I would fuck Scopo.
Yeah, we got
Why didn't Joe get the bandana on that one?
Huh?
Because he was too mad at me. He was just
I wasn't
at me
mad.
Viscerally.
I wasn't. First of all, I don't even know what visceral means.
I don't either. It's a bomb dana, you jerks.
we had all these interviews. We had Dan, we had Deepu, we had Jesse, we had who else?
Jen,
who
Rob Bernstein?
Robbie Bernstein.
Robbie.
I love Robbie, and I'm mad that he's not here
right
now.
Big fan.
Yeah, but Rob is a great guy, but he can't fucking work.
He said he'd give up Judaism only on Fridays.
Friday night.
I can't ask somebody to give up a religion.
Guys, I'm unemployed. I can do it. If you need a new intern, I'm available.
Yeah, but you have $300 million in the bank from your show.
No, I don't.
How much did they pay you? $500
million? Very little.
What'd you walk away from?
$16
million. Huh?
What'd you walk away from?
$100 million.
It wasn't anything to, you know.
These are very, very personal
questions. Very personal questions.
Yeah, mine was, I was joking.
I just don't feel comfortable talking about in a room of people who make much less than I do. So.
Well, not me.
Except for you. Maybe.
Close. Very close.
Close. Yeah. We could go out. We could split the check somewhere. Yeah. I'd pick up Lewis. You'd pick up Joe.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that bad, guys. I'm a pretty savvy guy. And I made some smart investments.
In what?
Let's just say there's a hole in West Rockford where I got a lot of money stashed away.
I wish a girl could say the same thing. Because she didn't make a good investment.
Give him the fucking bandana.
Jesus Christ, that was a good one.
Jesus Christ, man.
The bandana's getting frequent flyer miles.
All right, so we had all these interns come in. Everybody's favorite was Shannon because she's smoking hot, which I think is, first of all, that's disrespecting Shannon. She has more than just her breasts and her lips and her eyes.
Absolutely. The voice
her mouth.
Of a cartoon squirrel.
What was that, Kelly?
When you asked her to talk into the mic, you asked her to scream.
Uh-huh. Kelly, you have a female voice, and you couldn't even do like a high-pitched squeeze.
Yeah.
Do you have polyps in your throat? Is that why you're going back to Australia? What was that?
Did you say she had cancer?
Yeah. I haven't seen a fall off this drastic since.
I know. Jesus, we came out of the fucking...
The Farrelly brothers.
We can't... What?
All right.
No, that wasn't bad. That was a good one.
I don't understand. All right, listen.
Thanks for listening this week. We'll see you next week on the White Kid of Beauty podcast.
With a new intern. I think I know who I'm going to pick.
Oh, who?
Ooh.
I'm not going to tell you right now.
He said he's going to save it, yeah.
I mean, I like, Deepu is great. Everybody's telling me to pick but everybody loves Dan, little fucking Hobbit Dan.
Hobbit face.
I didn't say Hobbit face. I said Hobbit body. I mean, he's small. I don't know about his face. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
What are you trying to go out with a fucking bang?
Huh? No.
No. And I like the lesbian girl.
Bisexual.
Jen.
Bisexual yes. Jen.
Jen.
Jen. What was her name?
Jen.
She was great too.
She was.
She was sexy.
No. I just like how she was just down when you're like, who'd you fuck? She's like, I'll give you the list right now. I'd fuck him. I'd fuck him. I'd fuck both of them at the same time. Who wants some of mama? Who wants some of mama right now?
She said I would be three if I didn't have all the diseases.
Ah.
That really meant a lot to me.
Yeah. No, but Jen was sweet.
She was sweet. I like Dan. He was cool. I liked how his feet dangled because the chair was
Dan
too big. I like Dan, but here's the thing. I don't need more funny. I got enough funny at this fucking table.
Oh, thanks, Bobby.
Dan wasn't funny, though.
Dan wasn't funny.
He was just like...
Yeah, he looked mystical.
Yeah, but
I like shit on the kid. Jesus.
I need somebody who can fucking add to the show. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Like Shannon.
Well, Shannon, what could Shannon add? Tell me what she can add.
Boners.
Titties.
Lots of boners.
You do need a girl, though, to like balance all this out, right?
Well, that's what I was saying. We should get Jen because she's girl boy. She's kind of rough.
What kind of 1950s explanation of her sexuality?
I'm saying.
you don't understand. She's one of those girls who fancies boys, but also fancies girls.
She's a girl boy.
She can play baseball. See.
Yeah. The boys are going to war. How'd you feel about playing in the Georgia Peaches? The baseball league, but it's all women. Fucking you. You a league of their own.
Ah, shit. I think she's kind of sexy. She rolled.
She, kinda, it made, she rolled she made with it. Move when she said
she rolled with it. She
she's not sexy. Can we stop saying that this girl's sexy?
Are you sexy. Crazy?
I thought she was sexy.
You think she's sexy because she looks
think,
like?
I don't think she was that.
You
sexy.
Think she's sexy because she looks like she works at a deli?
Hang on one second. Sandwiches. Hang on one second. Chris just spoke.
Yeah, I don't think she was as sexy as you guys think she
Chris
was.
Chris Spoko getting the poo job.
Chris Spoko. Oh shit! I first of all, Jen was hot, and she had. I guarantee she had a better body than Shannon.
No way!
You're crazy.
Wrong. No way.
You're crazy.
I think we should have a bikini.
There was
off.
Nothing better about Jen than Shannon.
No, but I like to
tattoos. She could probably do fucking gardening better. That's it.
First of all, if you go by, if you took their clothes off, if you got both of them naked.
Get them here right now.
If you got both of them naked.
Adrian.
Jen was, her body was, I guarantee, more athletic,
yep.
More tight.
No.
Shannon was a little, because she had, if you look at the way she, a little black, I think she's, I mean, look, Shannon's beautiful, but I think Jen would be more in shape.
Nope.
No way.
You're crazy.
No. Shannon's body was so tight. What are you
yeah, you're
about?
Crazy, dude.
She was talking about no sugars, no carbs, no grains.
Yeah, she lost 30 pounds.
Well, she lost
so
30
she
pounds.
Lost her, she was fat.
Just stretch marks under there, just nasty, loose skin.
Yeah.
I go Shannon. All day.
Shannon! 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 Shannon!
Oh, that's good.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Me and Lewis are going to run a train on Adrian in the bedroom.
Guys.
I'm fucking him too. I want in. I'm in. Shannon.
I'll see your Shannon and raise you a anyone but Kelly. Anyone but Kelly.
I'm gonna give this bomb dinner to Kelly to hang herself with. Jesus Christ. You all right? What the fuck? No, I got it.
I was only kidding, Kelly. Jesus.
Well, here's the thing. Kelly does a lot. Kelly, and you're gonna continue to do this until we replace somebody, right? Mm. Facebook.
Yeah.
All right.
Until I feel confident that the person can
Twitter.
Take
Twitter. She does all the social media stuff, all the photos, the videos.
Arm flapping.
Oh, that gets a laugh? That's very insensitive. Hey, Will.
Yeah, she's a Facebook, the Twitter, the
we
arm
also,
flaps.
I forgot that we have Kelly's friend, this fucking courtroom sketch artist. I don't know what the fuck he's doing.
He's is amazing. He Australian? Wait till you see it. It's right, Jason Chatfield.
All right, let me see one of these things right here.
Let me see.
Oh, fucking I knew it.
Oh, my
let
God.
Me see.
I told him don't do it, too.
Let me see.
Don't show him.
Guys, get your
poo. That's amazing.
Let me see it.
You guys ready? Like, yeah. Can I just say something? Can you look at Lewis's face?
Yeah.
I guarantee. Now, here's what's going to happen. He's going to hook up with him, and Lewis will suck him. Dude, can you do real ass, dude? I need you to do Sleeches and Skanks and for my thing, and I need another thing.
What are you doing this afternoon? Do you want to sketch my baby?
Yeah. Can you come by?
Will you
I guarantee.
My baby?
Lewis is looking at this like, how can I exploit him for my. Yeah. Right. Guaranteed.
Well,
ready?
I told him that don't make Lewis out to be better than he really is.
Oh, let's see it.
Let me see. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
I want to see it.
He really didn't. I mean, here we go. Ready?
Nice.
Okay.
That's fucking phenomenal.
It's a great drawing. It's not Lewis.
He
but
forgot
it's a
real
drawing.
Ass. It's just real dude.
I love the rattlesnake. Let me
no,
see.
No, he put the ass.
Oh, there it is.
It's even better than you thought.
Oh, look at that. Cartoon bum there. That's amazing.
Let me see. That's amazing, dude.
Yeah. You just did that right now?
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. It's my show. You should have done me first. Get the fuck out.
Dude.
Go. Get him out of here.
Just rip it up. Let me see.
You got a great future
this
on the
is mine.
In 40
okay,
seconds.
I want you to hang it up on the wall.
Dude, he did that as good as an
what,
Asian dude.
What's your name?
What's up with his hair lift?
There's a mic right here, buddy. Right there, right near Shannon's face.
People with microphones.
Jason.
Jason, where are you from, Jason?
Australia.
Okay.
Same shitty place as her.
It is. It's a very shitty place.
Come on.
You have a lot of shark attacks happening there.
That's
now.
That's right.
And what is your field? What do you do for a living?
I'm a stand-up, but I'm a cartoonist as well.
Jesus.
That would have been great.
Do you know how funny would have been? Do you understand funny and not funny? If you ripped that up, you would have been the funniest guy ever on the show. But because you're such a corporate cunt, you had to do a sound effect.
It still scared everybody.
I would have laughed for 9 years remembering you ripping up fucking Australian fucking
that name? Actually would have been one of the most epic things of all time.
All right, well, it didn't happen, so get the fuck over.
Because he's a good guy.
So this is what you do.
Yeah, I'm a cartoonist. I do a comic strip.
What's a comic strip?
It's called
the Comedy Club on the Upper East Side.
Shut up.
Why does he got the energy of like a new contestant on Jeopardy right now?
Hey, everybody.
Where are you from?
Joe List all of a sudden.
What do you do? What's the comic strip?
The comic strip, it's called Ginger Meg's. It's syndicated through Universal. It goes to about 34 countries.
Wow.
About 120 papers.
Do we get it?
Yeah, you get it. Well, not in New York. It's only in the...
Who's snoring? What the fuck?
It's in the Daily News, but only online. So.
It is? It's
Who's
in the Daily
snoring?
News?
That wasn't me.
But only online. There's not a lot of money in newspapers, so it's kind of
it's pretty good.
Is that how you make your living?
That's my bread and butter. Yeah.
Do you have like a little animal?
Kelly's drooling. She heard bread
there's
and butter.
There's a dog in it. Yeah, there's a dog and a monkey, but it's a little kid. He's like Dennis the Menace.
Right.
It's like an Australian version.
Do you have stuffed animals that kids get into it? Is it going to be like a show?
There's merch.
Really?
Yeah, but the guy. See, it's 94.
Can I get something for my kid?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
All right, I want some stuff. I like you.
How much longer is this interview? I got to piss.
But Jason's a big fan of the show, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, man.
I used to, this is fucking nerdy, but my first... As soon as I got the internet in Australia, I was like 15, it was like 2009. I used to read the comments on your website, and all these fucking people. It's like a little community on your website.
Oh, you mean the that was the actual guest book?
Yeah, that's what it was. Remember
guest books?
Yeah.
Well, I had a guest book. This was before Twitter. This was before Facebook, before Myspace.
Yeah.
That's not true. 2009, Myspace, Twitter, and Facebook.
No, 1999.
It was before.
Yeah.
It was
1999.
She said 2009, though.
It was, all right.
This is when you and Joe DeRosa were friends.
No, it was before that.
Oh, before that, okay.
It's a long time.
It was me. It was I put a guest book on my page just so when you do a show, people go to your website and say, hey, you're great, wherever. The comics, Billy Burr, Norton, Voss, Keith Robinson, all took assumed names and started fucking just trashing me.
It was so funny. It's
so then they started, really but then they started trashing each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think Billy was Chris. Dane Cook was on. He was called the owner. Him and Billy used to go at it, but nobody knew who anybody was except for me.
Yeah.
I knew everybody. Norton was Mr. AIDS. Keith Robinson, that's when he was KWR Superstar.
Yeah.
And like, we're not going to figure that out, you moron. That's your email when it was AOL. But they used to fucking, dude, I had hundreds and hundreds of people going to, I'm not kidding, hundreds
of community
going to this just to read these comics. And Norton, it would take like 3 days for Norton to put his letter together back at fucking Dane. Like, but he didn't know it was Dane. He just thought it was the owner. And it would be so fucking... They would just rip apart each other's last letter.
Yeah.
So they'd go through the letter and just go, and you said this, you fucking moron. Try a comma, you fucking cunt. I remember Bob Kelly's comedy is about as funny as child rape with half the laughs. It was fucking brutal.
Yeah, man. It was so funny.
You know how that ended?
You
know how it ended, right?
No, I didn't know.
No. Fucking Dane.
Oh, boy.
I found this out years later. All of a sudden, I got a letter in the mail, email from Child Protection Services. This is when the internet was fucking brand new.
Yeah.
And it was really bad. I mean, what they were saying to each other was hilarious, but it was fucking atrocious.
Yeah.
And I remember we read your thing and the swearing and the attacks and the child that we are going to take you to court. We're going to sue you. You need to take away. I went in, I took out all the fucks.
That sucks.
Right? And I replaced them. Then they came at me again, sent me a photo of a little black baby looking sad. That was their logo with kids behind them. Okay? Yeah. With child protection with their phone number.
Will Sylvans.
I tried to... I just move the bomb down on that one. Like,
just a
like
warning.
Yeah, that was like you put your hand
a little left too.
It's like you putting your hand on your gun. Yeah.
So I they kept coming after me, and I was calling the number. Finally, I got pissed. I got scared. They were going to charge me $5,000 and take me to court, and I didn't have fucking money back. I was scared shitless, and hundreds of people went to this thing. I wound up taking it down. I was like, fuck it. And I told everybody, I go, look, I can't fucking do this. These people are attacking me. I don't know who they are. I was going to hire a lawyer. And I took it down. I said, fuck it. This is before I invented. That's why I say I invented social media.
Yeah,
this was Twitter before. This was MySpace, Twitter before any of this shit existed.
Yeah.
I had it for a year on my thing. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I took it down. It was Dane Cook. This I'm not even fucking laughing about this shit. I was pissed. He told me 2 years later that was me. That was me. It's hilarious now. Yeah. I was so fucking mad when he told me. Dude, yeah. he goes, dude, you know how hard I worked to get a little baby, like a little. I was gonna go with a white baby. Then I was like, let me just go with like a black baby, and I had to find one that was crying, and I had a photo. I had to learn Photoshop. I had to get a fake number.
Dude, there's nothing better than scaring your friends with fake real trouble.
This is what he said. He goes, I had to end it because I was spending hours every day. He goes, I spent 3 days writing my last letter to Chris, whoever Chris was, and it was consuming my fucking life, and I had to end it.
That's did a little you, sociopathic, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. No?
Did you ever tell them who was who?
Never.
So you weren't like, you didn't
I think
tell Bill
they,
that-
by the end of it, you could tell they kind of figured it out by their, because you kind of write the way you do your jokes.
Yeah.
You know, and Billy,
did
you could.
He just jumped around.
He put a lot of like stage directions in there.
Second video
move
of
to
himself.
Left.
Billy, there was just a lot of, Dad, you know, man, you're fucking the banks.
Hand pointing.
Yeah. AIDS. There was a bunch of AIDS. And then in Keith, there was a bunch of misspelled stuff.
Keith just kept using infuriating.
Yeah, and the word jackass.
Ah,
and
jackass.
Ending it with your next comic is.
That was
wow,
a good one.
That was a great one. Holy shit. Joe DeRosa, just stick up for Keith. Yeah. I brought that up too soon, didn't I?
Stand with List.
Yeah, that made me sad. Sick of the standing with each other. Go fuck yourselves. That was
Bobby Kelly hates standing.
Yeah, I love that.
God damn, I should have ripped that picture.
There's still time.
No, it's over now.
It was still pretty funny that he made the noise and we all looked.
Not as funny as if he ripped it.
I know it wasn't as good. Stop giving me your stepdad energy.
This is why you did not get SNL.
That wasn't even a joke. That was just
Michael
like,
Che and Pete Davidson would have ripped that shit up.
Wow.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
What the fuck did that come from?
That's
real.
Too soon.
I think it's funny.
I forgot about the occasional just mean comment that comes.
Yeah,
Lewis?
That's why you didn't get what you really wanted. Quiet.
Yeah. make fun of Giannis's fucking crappy job that he left.
Yeah.
I did already. It's going all around. I can't make fun of Kelly.
No,
Scopo's too easy.
Listen, I like it.
That was hurtful. You didn't want people to know that, did you?
I'm fine with it.
So you didn't get SNL.
No.
What happened?
Oh, wait, people, that's not public knowledge?
No.
Oh, it is now.
Well, it's knowledge that he's not on SNL.
Yeah.
The best thing about this podcast is that we're all such good friends, you know?
We really do love each other.
Yeah.
I mean, we all supported you when you made that weird decision to move to Miami and buy a BMW and get thin, you fucking queer.
When you
You're a fucking fat Greek from Brooklyn doing great comedy. Let me leave. God. Let me become a fucking correspondent in Miami. Hey guys, you guys see the weather today?
Coming back with a new recipe for guacamole. A month earlier, he's like, you know, the government really has got a shadow arm. And fast forward to him being like, and that's the best mojito you'll find in South.
Right, exactly. Fucking month before, he's getting shot in the thigh doing comedy.
He's fucking Eminem and 8 Mile turned into fucking a local news anchor.
My favorite is when he called it Wepa in the morning.
Oh.
Welcome back to Wepa in the morning. Aren't you sleepy? Wake up, wake up, wake up.
I can't say ass pussy no more.
But Lewis can say mean shit like that because he is a, like, he's one of my best friends. And,
yeah.
And he says nice shit when it matters.
He's one of your, wait a minute, stop.
One of my best friends.
One of your best friends.
In the world.
One of my closest friends.
All right, now, how many best friends do you have?
Probably, I'm like the Wu-Tang Clan. I got like 12.
That's but impossible, brother.
Yeah. No, it's
you
not.
Can't have fun.
Yeah,
it
Dan is.
Is
a loyal, good guy.
No, he's best. Not.
And he's not that corporate.
Let's
to
just
be honest with you.
He's very corporate.
Very
don't
corporate.
Kid no. yourself. No. That's corporate. Are you saying that?
No, he's
and
not.
You would have never said, look at, put your thumb down. Giannis, you're out of your fucking mind.
No, he's not that
corporate. He's not. The word corporate is not what we're looking for. He's neutral.
Very.
He's Dan not is neutral.
Fuck
Dan
you.
Dan refused to be in a sketch with my ex girlfriend on principle. None of you fuckheads would have done that.
I refused to do a show with her.
Really?
No.
Because of the money.
I was just making that up.
Of course
it sounded good.
Yeah,
I would never.
I'm opening up for her at the New York Comedy Festival.
Oh, God, I can't.
Are you
go.
Really?
I hate yeah. watch that.
Are you really?
Her and Carly, yeah.
Oh, are you fucking
what?
Kidding me?
Why would you do
what
that?
What do you mean? Why would
you're
I do
fucking,
it?
Why would you do that to yourself?
What yeah. do you mean? Because it's going to be awesome.
Because he's going to bomb in a theater in front of a bunch of 17.
Because well, I'm going to go say cunt in front of a bunch of 14-year-old girls for an hour.
God.
Jesus.
Go ahead.
You're doing
go
an hour?
Yeah, that's crazy. They're not getting me off the stage.
I think Pete probably got.
I don't think the word. You have an hour is what he meant. What's up, Jan?
I was about to say, maybe like Carly has special powers, though. You know, like if you fuck her, you get stuff. Like Pete.
No, because you know? I think Joe fucked her. DeRosa, right?
Yeah, you got blown.
No,
by
he got blown by her. You got to fuck her.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The red hair. It's like a magic mushroom.
What happens if you get
Mario Brothers?
What happens if you get blown by her?
Nothing. You
piss off your fan base.
You end up being a civil rights activist in the comedy community.
Yeah. Lewis is so quiet right now. Normally
no, that's
be,
Chris.
Like, pushing
that's
in.
Me, yeah.
What?
You're opening for my ex-girlfriend,
all,
Carly Aquilino?
All, yeah. Hang on. Let
can you take my name off your podcast that I did the other day? Forgot it, to mention that one.
Does that really make you mad?
No, not at all. I'm actually completely 100% over it. I'm very, very happy for her.
So
and I know she's going to be the next Joan Rivers.
We're on video.
Well, if you know, I'm just kidding. She's really, really funny.
She's dying?
Oh. No, she's just really, really talented. I mean, there's very few female comedians who are as talented as she is.
Wait a minute, corporate.
She's going to require a lot of surgery.
I mean, seriously, you got to watch her live. She crushes. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Can you draw this horse shit?
Just have shit falling.
Are you
out
saying?
Of his mouth.
I got to understand. She really kills, right?
I'm such a huge fan of hers.
Stop
just
it.
Just as a, you know, not even that we used to date. I just really appreciate her comedy. I think she's a voice for females out there. That
what's happening right now?
At a time that females really need some shit.
Look at how uncomfortable fucking your uncorporate friend Dan is.
Oh, no, I'm fine with it. I like the character he's taking on right now.
What character is that?
That would be a corporate. That would be very public relations. Yeah,
Giannis.
This is where we find out Giannis is a character and Maurice is the real him.
Ah, it's all coming up.
Hey, how did you get this gig?
They asked me to do it.
Who's they?
Carly.
Carly. Yeah.
They were looking for people.
So you're
who
friends with Carly?
Known?
Yeah.
And they said what? They said, well, you want to be on our show?
She was like, yeah. Do you want to do a New York Comedy Festival show with us?
And where is it at?
The Skirball Theater.
How many seats?
1,200 or something.
1,200 seats.
Yeah.
And what are you, Giannis? What are you doing for the New York Comedy Festival?
I'm hosting that show.
Oh, I would have loved to see that intro. Oh, God, I would love to see the intro.
Guys coming to the stage.
What do you say about
two that? Wonderful, wonderful stand-up comedians?
Do they go on at the same time?
Huh.
No, they don't go over there. Fuck, not an improv group.
No, they do go up
they
there.
They do at the
and,
end, yeah.
Yeah, they take
at the end.
They take questions from the audience.
How do you know? Would you go to one of the concerts? You
yeah, I'm actually a big fan.
Scopo
yeah.
would fucking.
Oh, first of all, I listened to your podcast with Carly. You were sucking her ass the whole fucking podcast.
I wish. You're gonna get superpowers.
Wait a minute. What are you
telling you, dude?
No, you got
superpowers.
What do you mean? Lewis was sucking her ass.
Oh, he's sucking up to her. Yeah.
What do you mean? I'm sucking up to her. I like her. She's a nice girl.
He's a huge fan.
She's a sweet girl, and fucking I like her. She's a friend of mine.
Carly's got some jokes
ass.
Too.
Anybody who comes on my fucking podcast, I'm interviewing them, and I'm trying to find out about.
No,
them.
But the way you did it, you put it on. I was driving home. Like, oh, listen to this one. Listen to this one.
Right,
and you put it on the podcast.
Kids getting the pooja.
Hold on, I want to hear.
The zing is on Scopo that you listen to Lewis's dumb podcast.
Well, that's embarrassing. He puts it on in my car. He's like, give me your phone.
Lewis
I want to listen to
his podcast.
You play your own podcast for your friend?
No, that's not true.
Oh my God,
that's not true.
This is like an onion. This is like unraveling the shittiest stuff I've
ever just
heard.
Imagine Lewis lip syncing with the podcast. He's like, what was your next failure?
No, I played something else and then it came up. I played something else and then it was second in the thing.
Then you played that one.
No, I left and it was on.
Lewis played it.
And you listened.
No, you played it.
I love this.
Lewis is trying to play a set from his from the LOL the night before.
Why are you playing your? Why are you making people listen to your show?
That's not what happened.
That's so fucking cheesy.
First of all, you make 50,000 people listen to your show.
Yeah, I go. What? What does that mean? Take this and fucking shut your face.
There's no way that many people are listening.
I would never get in the car and go. There's no. I would never get in the car and go. Hey, check this out. Call.
That's not what happened.
What is, that's what he just said.
No, I played something else on my phone, and that was up in the queue. Whoa. And then I got out of the car and left.
What, this
No. He played something else, then he goes, all right, I'll play this one for you.
And, he goes,
and then we played it, and then I dropped you off.
Well, the song's over. This is boring. We might as well leave it on. Might as well just leave it on the podcast. If it's coming up.
So what was he saying that he was sucking her ass?
How did that get there?
No, the way he introduced
it. Was he talking about her great joke structure and stuff like that?
What the fuck are you? I don't understand.
Her hair reminds me of walking through
a cranberry field. Hold up. Have you seen them live?
I honestly say this. Honest to God.
They are unbelievable.
I've never
seen a foursome.
I'm going to answer your question if you shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I've never, ever in my life seen them do stand-up. Either one of them. I've met the redheaded one. What's her name?
Carly.
I met her at a live show we did a long time ago. Just, hey, how you doing? That's it.
Yeah.
And then after that, I know she hooked up. What are you doing?
What's wrong with you?
I accidentally knocked the microphone out.
For the second time.
Third.
You're the only person that's ever done that. And you've done it three times in one show.
That's somebody's dad.
I've never seen them. I can't make fun of somebody or even acknowledge. I have no idea what they do.
Carly's pretty funny. I hosted her Montreal edition. I thought she was good.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. Jokes.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. I think.
So there you go. So you saw him live.
I saw her live. I hosted an audition.
She has to audition for Montreal.
And she didn't get it, which is crazy.
Aren't they big stars?
Yeah. They're celebrities.
They're doing the Skirball Theater.
The celebrities.
Right.
They're doing a major theater for the fucking New York Comedy Festival.
Right.
I can't even get a guest set on any of them.
Yeah.
Oh, stop. You complain. You got nine shows, Dan.
No, I'm not doing any shows for the New York
Comedy Festival. I'm talking other shows. Oh. You're famous. And you get a secret gig that you were talking to him about that you don't even tell me about.
Don't tell anyone it's a secret, Daniel.
Okay. I like this. This feels fun.
Make Bobby wonder.
Feels wrong.
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm going to get it out of you.
Yeah.
I'm going to suck it out of you.
Put on that Shannon mask.
He's still got the fucking thing on his head.
Yeah.
He's like a catcher in between innings.
That's his hair.
I love that when Giannis turns into a dude from Wii, he's still got the fucking thing on his head.
You got the thing on your head.
Yeah, fucking.
He turns into Scopo.
Can you kids go get some bagels? We're getting to Peugeot and going to Brighton Beach today.
Okay. Listen, here's the deal. So we got these.
Clearly, you're getting that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We got this thing here called Kelly, and she's leaving. She's taking off. Kelly, this is your last show. And I just want to be honest. This is the show she asked. Hang on, Joe. Put your fucking hand down. I'm saying something.
I just have a question.
Go ahead.
We're not even at the midpoint. Is the rest of the show going to be about Kelly?
No. Oh, it's going
to
be
already to the Kelly
part?
What
if it was?
I know. Listen, Joe. First of all, I need you just to trust. I've done this a few times. I got it. Just think of funny shit to say and then say it.
I've never heard the podcast because I don't drive in a car with you.
That was good.
My point is that Kelly's leaving and this is the crew. Stop. Make Joe.
Joe's doing the Gretzky fist pump.
My point is Kelly's leaving and this is the crew she put together. These, you, Lewis, Giannis, Dan, Joe.
It's true. Thanks, Kelly.
And Scopo.
She put me together.
Absolutely.
I was on your show 8 times before you even met her.
No, you're such a dumb, confrontational fucking ass. She wanted you here today. I said, what do you want your last show to be? And she said, these are the people I want on the show.
Can I just interview a bunch of meat and cheeses?
Me and Kelly hung out last night and talked about sex for about a half hour, and I got to admit, I got a hard on.
No, you didn't.
I did. When we were talking,
Kelly's sucking dick, by the way.
Huh?
She's blowing everybody on her way out.
Yeah, she's doing
what are you up to now, Kelly?
Goodbye tour.
You're still on five.
Three comics?
I stopped.
You stopped. Why?
Wait a minute. You really sucked five dicks on your way out?
No. No.
Look at you. Want to be friends with her now?
Kelly, you look great.
That's a hell of an in memoriam.
You might have ruined my relationship, but at least you can blow me on the way out.
No. Just because I'm busy, I don't have time to fool around with it.
But if you had a little more time, you'd suck a dick.
Yeah, if it was, you know, the
so five dicks.
Yeah, well, two of them I'd already sucked previously, and they were just, you know, ooh,
so three new
congrats,
dicks.
Buddy.
Yeah. I missed that. What did you say? I missed that.
That's not me. That was a good joke.
All right, if you got your dick sucked by Kelly in this room, raise your hand.
You did?
I'm just kidding. I just wanted to.
Yeah, me
fun.
Too.
You raised yours too.
Yeah, I was joking too.
No, you were. No,
I tell you something. If Kelly sucked my dick right now, I'd tell everybody. I'd be like, she's been blowing me the whole time. You guys wonder why she's on?
And I'd be like, oh.
Watch this. And I'd show you a video.
She actually sucked mine in my mind yesterday when I made her explain how she does it.
She should have.
She gave me the details.
What was the best part of that?
The best part was she was telling me
when she left.
The last guy she blew, she was like jerking him and like sucking on his taint.
Oh.
And he came so hard.
I told her this.
On his taint?
She was in my. I was giving
sucked
her
on his taint.
I was giving her a ride home.
Dirty girl.
I was giving her a ride home the other day, and I was like, she's like, well, I wanted to go home and shower and change because I got to meet this guy, and I'm like, you're gonna suck his dick. She's like, yeah. Well, I go. You don't need to change your shirt for that. If you're gonna suck his dick, she goes, I'm not going to get any on my shirt.
She's like a pro.
Yeah. But she doesn't swallow unless she likes you a lot.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Well.
Yeah.
She'd
spitting out
she'd spit it. She'd spit Lewis's jizz all over his stomach. Nothing? Well, all right.
You want that back? You're a little cold? You're a little chilly? Here you go.
I just imagine.
Put that on.
Kelly's got an old cowboy spittoon.
thanks for coming over. Pink. Next. Pink. Pink.
Just filled with jizzes coming over the sides. Yeah. There's just little baby heads coming over the sides.
I'm drawing
Kelly
that.
Speaking.
One of the jizzes has a bandana because it's Lewis's jizz.
Wow. Thanks for the kind words, Giannis.
That's real ass jizz.
Fleur of green.
Take that girl, that's real ass jizz.
So Kelly, you're going back and this is it. You're not gonna be on the show for a long time. Maybe ever. You might never come back.
I'll definitely be going back.
My question is, why would you go back right now when your comedy career is so hot? Did I take that or did Joe laugh?
Time. Listen, I didn't laugh because it was mean, but it's hilarious.
I think it's the first time I've ever seen a good joke not get a laugh because it was too mean.
Yeah. That was good. I was looking down at the wire.
I'm not the other woman you've been talking about. Yeah. I'm different. I'm mean.
I don't know if I like passive aggressive Giannis.
He's like, I don't know if I like Giannis.
So
I was just kidding.
We got another picture.
All right, we have another picture, and this is
Giannis.
Oh, this is Giannis.
Really? I could see it from the other side.
That looks like
Jesus
propaganda.
Christ. Yeah, that you just made me look like a Nazi's fucking drawing of a Jew.
It's Giannis with Bobby's body.
Look at it.
For Miami,
which
Giannis.
What the fuck? Full of shit.
It's you talking about your ex-girlfriend.
What the hell?
Dude, that's hilarious.
That's great.
You got Dan a dude face.
Let me see that.
That was good.
No, fuck you. I'm keeping this. Whatever. This up.
It's
I'm
a horrific
out.
Drawing.
I'm
how come I didn't get
Bobby.
Muscles like Lewis?
First of all,
you don't work out like Lewis.
You made me my body look like I did last year this time. No. I got a Miami body.
If you don't think you're heading back to that, your depressed nights of four people, four people at the fucking.
Whoa.
That was a flat tire. Holy shit, my brain just stopped. So, Kelly, are you sad? Who are you going to miss most?
What
the ice cream man.
In order.
The ice cream man. Oh my god! I didn't even know who said that. Who said that? Raise your hands. Fucking Lewis.
Realist.
Go in order. Who least to most?
Well, everyone in this room.
Yeah. Be honest. You're leaving.
Be honest.
Be honest.
Yo, son, the government be fucking with you, son. Shit, son.
That's it. I got a dick and a pussy.
Be honest, but move away for longer than he did.
I got
dick and a pussy. Let's be honest.
Loco, 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 doco, doco.
Oh, shit.
Obviously, I'm number one and Lewis is number eight. Fill in the rest.
Do you guys want to know how to make your orange juice taste even better? We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Welcome back to Fusion
What
Live.
Are you doing? What the fuck are you doing?
Somebody's
Stop
dead.
Touching the microphone. Stop it. Stop it. Because every time you do that, it's a noise. It falls. Don't push the microphone away. Oh.
Real ass dudes do real ass things.
If you don't want me to touch the mic the way I touch the mic, then you don't get my sweet zingers.
Carly likes my zingers.
If you guys were in the car right now, I'd probably put on the Carly episode again because I rocked that interview. I was like, what is it goes through the head of the star of Girl Code? I just want to know, like, what everyone wants to know. What color dye do you use? Can you give me the secrets? Hi, I'm Luis Gomez, Girl Code fanatic, and also host of the Real Ass Podcast.
Louis stinks. Yeah,
I'm just trying to get on Girl Code. That's it.
Ladies, if your man's gonna put your penis in him, let him, or else he's gonna hit you.
Louis,
can I please get a Girl Code audition? Can we make this happen?
Next up, dating.
If a man doesn't pay for it, deal with it, you dirty cunt. You suck me off in my car. My son's sleeping in the back. Girl code. That's total girl code.
Oh, fuck it, eh?
Lewis actually did guy code once.
Yeah, yeah. One episode of season
Never
one.
Again.
We're both former cast members.
Yeah, former cast member of guy code, Lewis J. Gomez.
And Dan Soder.
You're not on anymore?
No.
I can't believe.
I broke the code.
You broke the code?
I can't believe that you're actually... You're on a girl code fucking show.
Why not, dude? Yeah.
I don't know. It's fucking weird.
It's in a fucking theater. I'm getting paid money. It's for the New York Comedy Festival.
I didn't know.
It's a weird choice to open for like their audience is 14-year-old
girls.
Yes,
completely get that. It's a weird choice.
They need a soft opener.
It's like, but it really is almost like a Pantera opening for like a Debbie, like an 80s pop.
Gibson,
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now, listen, that's more of a delayed reaction.
No, but those girls are a hurricane force of comedy up there. So, I mean, it's...
Are you being serious? Yeah.
I mean, what do you think all the fandom's about?
Because they're fucking great.
They're hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you're being serious.
Hilarious.
All right, cool. That's great.
Really funny.
All right, great. Why do you keep saying
imagine,
it?
I just imagine the doors of the Skirball Theater just blowing just, like, open and little girls being like,
the man! The man that was first.
He took his hat off. You had male pattern baldness.
What's RoboCop?
That rape joke should go over well. I should say those rape jokes.
It just doesn't. It just.
Are you kidding me? He's gonna clean up.
It just doesn't make sense. It's a weird thing. It's like you're kind of over, you know, with this show or Legion to Skanks and blah, and now you're over here. You're over there now too. So you might start.
Growing his fandom.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to start.
Dude, you said getting 40-year-old girls.
Why not?
Dude, if he caught on with young teenage girls.
And he's got a son as well. All those tweets like, your son's so cute. Oh my God. Like, it's going to be crazy.
She's leaving. Today's her last show.
Yeah, okay. I'll let her happen. I mean, literally, by the way, did you see the vein the pop switch, above my eye?
I went. I saw him. I saw your fucking tranny eyebrows that you have.
He really does.
From plucking them too much. I saw it twitch a little bit.
She's gonna be roo wrangling in 2 weeks. You have nothing to worry about. Yeah. I'll take that baby.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, what's a roo wrangling?
I assume that's a job in Australia.
It's just a weird thing to me. Now, if they say, "Hey, we like you," I'm really asking you this. Good. And Giannis, feel free to jump in anytime. If they ask you, hey,
Giannis, can you pretend to be Jesse May and ask me?
If they ask you to come in and do this tour with them, would you?
Okay, you be Jesse and ask me.
It's not going to happen. They're going to ask Lewis to be on the tour.
They're going to go like this. who said he could open?
Yeah, who gave you that gig?
Their shows are, yeah, their shows, it's like, it's less a comedy, you know, they do jokes and stuff, but it's, I think it's sort of like a rally, you know.
Like
they,
a theater.
Yeah, it's, yeah, it's like a, it's like a celebrity appearance. They take questions.
It's almost
they
like a Marisa show.
It's almost like a
That's it! Let's be honest!
They're not quite there for stand-up. They just kind of want to see the person. Yeah,
you want to look at my ass pussy? That's it!
Yeah, it's exactly like a Maurice show.
Similar to that.
Yeah.
Next up, weather on the nines. Ah, shit.
Yeah, dude, I'm not going to turn down a fucking gig. I'm not going to turn down any gig unless it like is a detriment to my career.
Right. No, I would never say turn it down.
It can only
ever
help me. It can only hurt them to have me on the show.
Right, right, right.
That's right.
Who dude, I'll tell you what's going to help me get a good laugh when I watch you open. I'm going to sneak in and watch that.
No, you guys are going to, you and Jay are watching, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. I want to go. Can you get an extra ticket?
That's good. You got a ticket.
Yeah, well, why don't you, can you put us on the guest list?
Giannis is not allowed within 1,000 feet.
If you had to stop right now, if you had to pick, if they said, look, we want you to do the tour with us, but you can't be friends with Giannis anymore or do shows with him, or we don't want him around.
Could I don't
we?
Even like
no, they don't care. Like, no, nobody cares. No. Jesse's not even on Girl Code anymore, I don't think. That's what I heard.
I heard she left.
Yeah, I heard she left.
I heard she's getting a big,
yeah,
big.
Has.
All right, listen.
I knew that was coming.
One more.
I was going.
No, that's not, can I tell you what's going on?
One more time, you might get shut
what's
off.
What's going on is real ass dudes do real ass things.
No, you keep. I'll tell you, I'm looking at you, you fuck. Stop lying. You're grabbing the microphone and no, you keep moving it.
I've never changed my fucking mic technique on this show. The thing is facing down, which has never happened before. Okay. It's a heavy
so
mic.
Turn it
so gravity.
Up, dildo.
Flip it up. Yeah. Yeah. There we go.
Because now it's like that, you fucking
no,
asshole.
Then you can tighten it again.
Guys.
Problem
now,
solver.
Guys,
Louis okay. J.
Now
Collins.
It works.
Well, that was difficult.
If it happens again. If it happens again, Scopo's off the show.
That's do it.
It.
Get the fuck out.
We are getting stronger and stronger with this lineup.
Finally, Darwin pays a visit to the United
I don't get it.
All right, listen. Can you draw it for this ape? Listen, here's the deal. We're going to move on from your thing. I'm glad that's happening. Good for you.
Yeah, it's a big break for him. This is one of the biggest things you've ever done.
Yeah.
Giannis is a cunt. I love him. I love the fact that Giannis is back. Can we just not have Scopo and genuinely just honor Giannis?
Yeah, first of all, Giannis is going to do bigger and better things than just being on this every week.
Yeah, he's got to go host the morning news in Buffalo next. That's his next.
How you guys doing? Guess what? They didn't win again.
Guys, here's with your Bills update. Is Mr. Bonos.
No, there's a lot of young female comedians in this city that I got to train, so I'm glad to be back.
I
saw a lot of potential out there. I got to get to it.
Now, you're living back in Brooklyn, right?
I'm living, yeah. I'm living
okay, great. So, are you going to start your show back up?
No.
So, you're just going to do...
I'm just doing spots.
What's your fucking plan, brother?
I just want to walk the earth, man.
What, like Kung Fu?
Like
yeah.
Kane and Kung Fu?
Yeah, I just want to walk the earth.
Or Kane and Kung... Ugh.
No, yeah, I'm here to do stand-up,
It's from Pulp Fiction.
Gone auditions. Just said Kung Fu, and you said it right after me.
Yeah,
Bobby,
can
you move your headphones back? They're too far forward. They look silly.
I came back to do this show, man.
Are you going to do your own podcast? What are you going to do?
I'm figuring
it out.
You
did a podcast for a little while called Let's Be Honest.
And it was horrific.
You bit the name off of us.
I know, you really did.
Bite the name?
You stole
it. Straight up
you stole it.
I stole it, yeah. I didn't bite it. I just took it.
Why did you stop it?
Huh?
Why
was
it horrific?
Just bad.
Why?
He played it for Scopo in the car and he didn't care for it.
Yeah.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I like that you're going to say because of something, but everyone else did hear it, and you realize it was your own fault for wearing your headphones like a goof.
They go forward even more.
Oh, I got the guy from
Captain.
If they fucking crash landed in a buffet.
It was all right.
That didn't really make sense.
It did make sense, but I liked it because it was an attempt at a fat joke.
The imagery.
I'm starving, by the way.
Me too. Let's go to
that's
Ben's Pizzeria. Let's get some pies.
Shut up. It's not over yet. We got a whole show left.
Can it be?
And there's no carbs. Me and Bobby can't do carbs.
We can't. Well, I did have a cheat day.
Did you? I told you you got to start doing a cheat day.
Relax. I did 3 weeks of no sugar, no grains. And then Sunday, me and Dawn, it was so great, man, living up. I love living up there, especially having a kid. We jumped in the car. We drove up all 9A all the way up to...
Excuse That's me, more sorry. Of a pig smell.
What happened?
That wasn't it.
We drove
yeah,
off.
The fat joke.
Tell us about your route. Yeah, let's see. Let's hear about the route.
We drove.
There.
We drove all the way up there.
Oh, nice! Wow! It's exciting.
To
what route did you take?
There was just a little crisp of autumn in the trees. You just started seeing the leaves change.
Fucking we, John Steinbeck over here.
Right? And then
Bobby Kelly reads The Grapes of Wrath.
Then we went up to Mercy College. Wow. I think it's up there, and it's a real cool college town.
It's nice. Just the vibe of the people. They're very friendly. They're welcome.
It's a liberal arts college, but really, you wouldn't know that by the architecture.
So then we found a really cool coffee shop.
Wow.
I met the owner. We compared boating stories.
I said, where'd you get that table, dude? He said, it's made of oak. Is that your son? I said, that is my son. And I told him the story about how Don and I came up with Max's name.
Sounds like a marvelous time.
So unbelievable coffee. Yeah. And then we walked around the town.
Wow.
And there was
Stony Brook, dude.
No, it wasn't Stony. I think it was. I forget what it was. Pleasantville.
It was Long Island.
Yeah. Mercy College. Where's Mercy College? Up Scars. I don't know where the fuck. Way
I'm
up.
Call Mercy on this story.
Yeah, I was waiting for that. I knew there was gonna be a Mercy pun. I was just and, waiting for it.
It was a beautiful day.
Sounds like a cozy little town.
It was a beautiful day.
Wow.
We found it was a great. It was a very cozy town.
Very charming.
I never want to come back to the show after that. What the fuck was that?
What kind of story was that? That's like a story you share after the apocalypse and you're sitting around a campfire.
I knew it was going to be bad when he was like, we drove up there, we took route.
And, I'm sorry, Dan. I'm sorry that I have a fucking life and a family.
Oh, don't make
and
it then personal.
And you know what? First of all, if you're a fucking girl who lives a block behind me said, you know what? Hey, I want to go take a ride up 9A. I'm sure your fucking ass would do the same shit.
I would, and then I would tell that story on another podcast and not waste my friend's time.
Yeah, tell it. Save it for NPR.
Guys, there's a charming little town up there. Mercy College Coffee's real cut.
You're listening to NPR. We're here with Robert Kelly.
Guys,
going to tell us about just north of the city.
What you do is you take the Henry Hutch up there and to Mercy College. It's a really nice route.
If you guys are looking for a secret place to get a nice cup of coffee. Robert's got a 9A. Welcome back to Roots of New York.
Really,
Bobby
really
Kelly hosting
life.
A jazz music station.
Listen.
He's like, dude, I fucking love Miles Davis, dude.
All right, Bobby, we don't get that excited about the music here.
Listen, man, I it was a brisk day. It was nice. What the fuck, man? I can't say what? Gay? You call me a faggot?
It's a brisk day.
The dew was just falling on the grass, right?
There's a bomb bandana. I think you need a boring bandana.
A bordana.
A bordana.
Dan is boring everybody.
I had a great day. We stopped on the way home.
No.
Stop. I want to hear the story. I think they're being very insensitive.
Thank
Bob.
You, Joe.
You asked me, sir.
Thank
Wait
you,
a second.
Joe.
Hold up. Where'd Jesus. You stop, Bob?
Thank you, Joe.
I love it up there.
Thank you, Joe. I like it up there, too.
Yeah, I'd like to come up there, and we can discuss how we're going to sell my Listomaniac t-shirt. Because you said you were going to help me 3 weeks ago, and you don't return my fucking calls, you faggot. If you can return them more briskly, that would be appreciated.
All right, with that, we're going to Oh, you motherfuckers.
Wait, can you tell us more about that in the break, though? I want to know about where you stopped and what you did.
You know, Nick, we'd be happiest ever if we kept fucking just keeping you distracted that we never talk about Kelly the whole episode.
We sit around like, oh, well, Kelly's last episode.
Shit, we're at the 3 hour mark.
All right, we're going to get...
Kelly, when you go back to Australia, nothing's ever going to be able to hurt your feelings ever again.
I just had a great idea.
What?
We got to play Rose Petal Thorn. Remember, the other year, but with Kelly
let's
for
do
leaving
it.
The show.
Let's do it.
What is that?
What's Rose
Remember
Petal?
We played Rose Thorn Roots. What's it called?
What was it?
What?
Seeds.
I remember.
Basically,
this.
I go around the room and I judge everybody. It's
no, you
great.
Go, your seeds. your rose and your thorn.
Oh yeah,
your
but you
least
know
favorite thing that happened in your tenure.
Yeah, I should.
And then your rose is your right. favorite thing,
and you never
and then
finish.
Your seed is what you're looking forward to.
Okay,
and you never finish saying who you like least and
yeah,
best.
Yeah,
all
right. We had to talk all about.
All right, guys,
story.
When we come back, yeah. we're gonna do all this rose petal, whatever the fuck Joe just came up with. I'd like to
last you for New Year's.
I want to play Simon Says, but whatever. And we'll go. We'll have Kelly will tell us who she likes the most, who she likes the least, and who she wants to bang.
Yay.
When we come back, so if you're listening live, we'll be back in around 5 minutes, which is really 15 minutes, but we only have a 5 minute sign up, so fuck you. And that's it. We're going to do some ads, and we'll be back very shortly. All right, check this out. Fantasy football's back, and DraftKings.com isn't messing around. DraftKings.com is America's favorite one-week fantasy football site where you could win enormous cash prizes every week. I mean, you've already researched the players for your season-long fantasy team. Turn that knowledge into instant cash at DraftKings.com. Last year, one player turned $11 into $4,000 in one weekend. Another one won $100,000, his first time ever playing. And another player won $1 million in one day just playing fantasy football. Keep your season long league where it is, but also play 1 week fantasy at DraftKings.com to win huge cash prizes this weekend. Okay, hurry, right now. Get a free entry into the Millionaire Maker event where first place takes home $1 million. Head over to DraftKings.com now and enter the promo code Kelly to play free to become a millionaire. DraftKings.com, bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter Kelly for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, that's DraftKings.com. Okay, check it out. You make sure you go to riotcast.com. Check out all the amazing shows. We just added a brand new show, the Black Phillips Show. I mean, the Beige Phillips Show. Patrice was the black one. Dante's beige. Whoops. Oopsie. The Black Phillips Show. Dante Nero and his crew put on a great show. We just added. We have a new show coming out again. I have an announcement to make in a couple weeks, which I'm very excited about. We keep adding amazing shows, better and better, and for you guys. And they're all free, and they're at Riotcast.com right now. Go there, Riotcast.com right now, and check out our app on iTunes, and check out my app on iTunes if you're a fan of me. Make sure you go to iTunes and review and subscribe, and this show, if you haven't already. I mean, we've got almost 1,000 reviews up on there. But, you know, if you listen to the show and you're a fan, spread the word and tell your friends about us. And make sure you subscribe and review on iTunes and Stitcher and all that stuff, all right? You guys are the best. Thank you so much for donating to the show. You people who donate every week, Heather and Ian, you guys are amazing. And the other people, you guys are awesome. Really appreciate that. All that money goes back into the show and makes this show even better. This new microphone we have here is from you guys, so thank you so much. Go to our Amazon link right on the website, amazon.com. If you use our link when you buy anything, I buy everything off Amazon. I find out what I want, and then I go to Amazon, and it's usually 30% cheaper than buying it anywhere else. So if you go there, just go to my page on YKWD on Riotcast.com, hit the Amazon link, and bookmark that, and every time you order something, use that link, and you'll be making us some cash, and you'll get your stuff for a lot less than you would if you went and bought it. So that's about it. We're going to go back to the show right now.
You are listening to the YKWD podcast. YKWD podcast. Riotcast.com.
Kelly's dead. Thank God.
All right, we're back. We're back at the YKWD podcast. This is one of my favorite crews put together. It's Kelly's last day. It's Yannick's first day in a long time.
Blip, 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 blip.
I don't know what that was. Giannis is back and right Kelly's leaving. I couldn't think of a better scenario for Luis Gomez. Dan's energy's been sapped. I don't know if you found
Not at all. I was wondering if maybe Kelly was a Giannis character this entire time. And he moved to Miami. Yeah, fusion. I looked it up. It's not a real thing. It's a tax shelter.
Fusion. What the fuck was that? And he got a Beamer, too. That's hilarious.
It was fun for a year.
Dude, yeah. His apartment looked
It was
like
fun
a
being
deal.
The guy you made fun of in Brooklyn for a year.
Yeah,
you
see it
those
was,
fucking
actually.
Douches and fuck those cocksuckers. We have a war going on. People are dying, and you're buying expensive German cars. You know what the Germans did?
No blood for oil.
Morning, Miami. You want to know how to make a cheap and expensive salsa?
This is coming into South Beach. Gator. Me.
These kissy Instagram videos that made me want to break my phone.
I was doing those just to annoy you.
Oh, God, I'd be taking a shit screaming at my phone.
I would think about you every time I made one.
He'd be like, I'm going to be at the Punchline this weekend in San Francisco, so come on out and say what's up to you, boy. You think fucking smash my phone?
Do you think Carly and his ex-girl will go like mimicking his stuff in the, like the hotel room?
They're laughing in their tour bus.
Here's another one. Here's another one. Hello.
They had no time for us. Yeah. Come on.
They're like, we should have a Lewis open for us. Yeah. They're like, that's fucked up. That's really fucked
it
up.
It would probably break Giannis's heart. Ha ha.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Fuck him. What a faggot.
All right, ladies. What's up with shaving your cunts?
Mommy, that man scares me.
He's not supposed to be on. He's not supposed to be on stage. There must be some sort of confusion.
They're going to fucking cut the lights and the microphone 3 minutes in.
Yeah.
I can't wait until one of them says something mean to Lewis, joking, and he can't take it because it's a woman. Fuck you, fucking cunt. I don't need to fucking be here. I'm a real ass dude.
Real ass dudes do real ass things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to shut your phone off and I'll leave it on the table so it doesn't vibrate and people can hear it and scares the shit out of me.
Guys, it's getting real.
Yeah, I'm getting real, dude.
Breaking kayfabe.
I think that Joe is gay.
No.
Joe said, I want to suck a dick, not because I want to just watch the cum come out.
Well, I said, I would want to suck a dick if it wasn't a dick. I like the idea of you doing
that's
a thing a bunch, and then all of a sudden it's like, pa-pa! And it feels like success. You succeeded.
You
like making a girl come, like Lewis said, you can't fully believe it. You're like, was that real?
Yes,
was that
going
on?
Yes,
you can feel it.
You feel
the contractions.
It
gets
tight,
wet.
And it,
yeah, Kelly's got a fucking
it,
big old throbbing clit.
You can feel it coming a little bit. The excitement of...
Do you not remember the original fucking...
Yeah, welcome to Flood City.
Yeah, dude, you got a jacket. You got.
I know how to get a girl off. I do it frequently. I'm just saying... Enjoying.
Are you
it
doing the
enjoyable.
Hooks though? On to
hang on,
we
one
get
sec-
it. You had a good episode 2 years ago. We all remember.
No,
Jesus Christ.
I'm asking you seriously.
Yes. That's not.
Whatever.
Fucking Joe is getting
horrible.
Real.
That was horrible. The issue is not that I.
Shut up.
The issue is that you want to suck a dick.
I'm gay.
You want to suck a dick. It's
can
okay.
You, can
I'm
you stop
gay.
Fucking screaming, Joe? We have microphones.
Scopo, shut the fuck up.
Are you insane?
You're
the whole
screaming.
Place just yelled, whoa! But you got me too hot. I can hear it. I'm too hot. You turned me up.
Yeah, but you're screaming at fucking Giannis.
The whole place just yelled,
don't scream. Yeah, but you, one guy screaming, we were doing it as a gag. You're just going, you're just screaming. What's wrong with you?
Gag, Kelly knows what that is.
You turned my mic up, and I'm trying to come out of the closet, and he's teaching me how to give a girl an orgasm.
I want
to
know, do you really want to suck a dick?
Yes!
No, if I wanted to suck a dick, I would have sucked a dick. But it kind of seems
no,
fun,
that's
you know?
Not how it works, being no. No.
You have a
listen.
Dick? That would not surprise me.
When you're Catholic, you got to hold it in until about 30.
You have the dick in your mouth.
Finally,
and then
you
jerk
one.
It.
Yeah.
I'm not Catholic, you cunt.
Would you suck a dick? Do you really would you cow. Do you think you'd suck a dick?
I would know. I would
have
not.
You ever I want to ask you a serious question.
Please.
Have you ever jerked off to sucking a dick?
No, but I've tried to Louis C.K. has a bit about it. I've tried to put myself in the position. And then you get two, it's like, ah, oh, God.
Does
so
it
good.
Count if the dick's on a chick or?
No, it,
no
that's
that
fine.
Too. Oh. I've tried to think about that too. It doesn't work.
You've
for
never
me.
Jerked off to shemale porn.
No.
You never jerked off to Bailey J.
I have.
No.
I tried to.
I've made
I love how Lewis has two cocks in his hand.
He's got a dick nunchuck. He's fucking.
But it seems fun to me to do a thing. I wish it wasn't attached to a body, and it was just a thing that you could just be like, ah.
It's called glory holes.
And then just right like, here. A glory hole's attached to a body.
Dude, if the,
yeah,
if
but this won't spray a nice fluid in my mouth. Also, I don't want to eat cum. Yeah.
If the chick is hot, I don't care what she's got down there.
Turn the fucking camera, Kelly. I mean, what do I got to do? You don't know pantomime?
No, I don't.
Just turn the camera. It's been 2 years. No, the other one. What's the other one? There's a camera right in front of her. She goes, this one.
This means? This doesn't mean anything.
Turn the camera.
Bobby, you never yell at Kelly.
That's right.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. You don't give any extra time.
Right there.
My dick is so much better than this dick.
Really?
My dick isn't so much better. Yeah, it's a little better.
Giannis, that jacking stuff, that sounds horrible. When guys try and do that, it doesn't feel good.
No, nobody's doing it right.
It's not about you. It's about me hurting you.
See, what you do is like, because then the pressure on the clit is here, and then you're jacking in there, and then it gets nice and wet.
Sometimes it's too much force, and it's like, it's not.
I love that you're telling a woman with a vagina she's wrong.
You just gotta smack it! Smack it!
Because I know guys do that, and I'm like, no, it's too much.
Yeah, but you need a fucking chainsaw to get Kelly off at this point, she said so many dicks.
Is that true, Kelly?
No.
How many,
are we not doing the bomb down in this half?
Okay, well. Dude, well, fucking the guy with the bomb down is fucking playing with the dick nunchucks.
We all kind of want to play with dicks.
Dick chucks.
We just want to play with better dicks than ourselves. That's all what it is. You want to hold a dick that's bigger than yours.
That dick's smaller than mine.
Well, how big's your dick?
He's got a thick piece, bro.
Let me see it.
This dick is weird.
That dick is Lewis's
dick.
Looks
like Lewis' finger right there.
That's probably my dick. That's my dick right there.
My dick's a little thicker and very slightly longer, but not much.
My dick is that right there, but it's a better color. It's a like a white dude.
That dick's too bumpy. This dick's weird looking.
Yeah. Maybe
isn't that the pot calling the kettle black?
So Kelly,
the guy with HPV calling the dick bumpy. Well, I guess I'll take the bandana. I really thought it was pretty
good. All
right,
so Kelly, here's the deal. What's this dumb game you wanted to play?
It was, what was it, Joe? Thorne's fucking...
Well, Bob, we played it before, you dumb.
Forget it. I'm sorry. When was it? Yesterday?
New Year's. We played last
New
Year's.
No, he wasn't here on New Year's.
I wasn't here.
Oh, weird. Yeah. Oh, you're going to love it,
So why don't you take dumb back, stupid?
Why don't you take stupid back? That
how
was
How about
mean.
I just go around the room and tell everyone how much they disappointed me the over the last year?
Wait, when are we going to get to Kelly's favorite and least favorite?
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Here's how the game goes, Bob.
Yep.
It's called Rose, Seed, Thorn.
Right. Yeah.
The rose, we all go through and talk about the best part of Kelly, our favorite moment with Kelly. We're
okay.
Like this.
Yes.
The thorn, of course, is the least favorite. Mm-hmm. And the seed is what we're looking forward to. As a result of Kelly leaving. We'll probably all have the same answer.
Everything about that sounds horrible. You're just going to point out all my flaws and, hey, you're glad to see me go.
No,
we won't.
Yeah, but it'll only,
be,
but it'll
supposed,
be the last goes time. Last.
It's just supposed to be a nice thing.
You said you wanted to play, you dumb.
Yeah, I
want to
play.
Thank you.
Kelly, do you
so
want to play?
We do Thorn first.
All right, Kelly, stop. 1 second, Joe. Do you want to play, Kelly?
Yeah, all right.
All right.
but then I get to go around
then
and
you,
everyone
that's,
else.
You're going to do that last.
Too.
Shut the
too.
Fuck up.
And I get to do
you're
everyone individually.
To me.
Yeah, well,
I don't like it.
You're annoying, that's why.
Yeah, well, you tried to call me gay.
I didn't try to call you gay. I said you...
He did call you gay.
You're saying that you want to suck dick because you like the ejaculation part.
Do it, Joe.
I know that's what, I know what he means. He's referring to the fact that there's like evidence of what you've done.
No, you know what it is? Yeah. He just wants something for nothing.
Yeah.
That's why. He wants to do something and have something. Oh, look, it's a party. He wants the happiness. Accolades at the end of it. That's what he likes.
He wants cum in his face because he's gay.
Yes,
yeah.
He wants to fucking swallow guys. Face,
he wants echo. Hey,
Kelly's trying to talk him into sucking a dick like it's him going back to school.
She's like, you should do it. Your life will be better. At the end of the day, it's a lot of work, but, you know, you always have it. You're going to have it.
Joe, right, you can feel it coming.
Joe, you go first.
Okay. Can we just have a moment to recognize that Lewis just had his best joke of his life, Ackle AIDS? A way better joke than Lewis is usually capable of coming up with.
Is Scopo, does anybody know where Scopo went?
No, he's here.
Hello. Oh, he's right here. Okay.
Yeah, he did. We'll hear from him when we get to the thorn section in this game. All right, so my Kelly Thorn.
I should get rid of Scopo.
I got it. I can already go quick.
Oh, here's Scopo.
That's an amazing Scopo.
It looks like a fat Ellen.
Look at that. Dude, his neck is
the hair is still great, though. So, you know what? Good job on
that. Dude, I think the picture's too funny, though.
You do got good hair.
The dude got good hair. My hair. I work on my hair and he hits it. My hair.
All right, back to me.
But where are my car keys?
Lewis had another good one. All right, my Kelly Thorne was the time we were going to play Kelly's act and she was self-conscious about it. And I was like, I'll do a joke to make you feel better.
Right.
I sacrificed myself.
Right.
I cared about Kelly. This is the last moment of me caring about Kelly. I was like, you know what? I'll do a joke for you so you don't feel so awkward. And as I finish the joke, I hear a fucking cricket noise. And I realize Kelly played it. Which sums up Kelly. She has a moment where someone's trying to help her, but she sees a moment of weakness and fucking harps right on. Like, so that's my
thorn. She's a hyena. That's pretty good.
And I'll move on. My thorn was when I hosted a Montreal audition that Kelly was on, and I told her I was going home to watch Game of Thrones, and then she texted me, called me during it. I didn't pick up, and then the next day brought it up on the podcast like I shit all over. One of the most infuriating things I've ever seen in my life.
I remember that fight.
Yeah.
Good one. All right, Giannis.
My Kelly Thorne is yesterday when she was telling me about how she sucks dicks, why that she didn't offer her to suck mine in the bathroom right there and then.
Excellent. Yeah. Lewis, Thorne? You should have sucked Giannis's dick.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's really mean.
You should have just brought it up and pulled me in. Fucking. Hey.
Lewis, thorns?
All right. I mean, there are so many thorns.
I want to know what's the number one thorn.
The number one thorn, I don't want to keep on bringing it up in my life, but Kelly knows what it is.
Oh,
it is,
yeah.
The thorn.
Yeah, she, Kelly,
great podcast episode.
Kelly.
2013.
Yeah, she fucking, she told B some shit. And she, you know, it wasn't so much that she told her it. It was the look of satisfaction after she saw that B was upset.
Mm-hmm.
The look of satisfaction on her face afterwards. That I was like, you know what? Kelly's a bad person.
I got you. All right, Scopo.
Scopo!
Wow, this shit is getting way too real.
My thorn is probably when Bobby was in Canada, so I text Kelly, I go, hey, what's Bobby's email? And she writes back, not doing your laundry, son.
Wow!
That's my rose.
Bob, you got a thorn?
Fuck.
I'm not saying anything in between. I'm just waiting to reply to all of them.
Yeah, well, then start that now.
God, this is getting Jesus. Real.
Bob Thorne.
I'd be like, one time she fucking dropped my cheeseburger.
Wait, you can't have more than one thorn.
Come on, shut up, let him talk.
I know.
Lewis's thorn is, that's when I realized she wasn't a good person. Next. Scopo.
I would say the thorn, when Kelly offered to babysit when Max was first born, and she was like, yeah, I'll babysit. And I was like, okay, great. Because I thought she knew what the fuck she was doing.
She sucked his dick. No. No.
And I didn't know how to change the diaper properly.
I don't know. I mean, is this a thorn? I mean, can I have a second to think of it? I mean,
you went last. You had a whole.
Dude, you know, reminds me of this rose bush I saw up in Pleasantville.
Did you guys ever take 9A?
Do you guys know why are we not making the thorns a joke like I did? Why are we making it real so she has that look on her face right now on her last day?
Is where she leaves. She leaves with bruises.
She has to know, Giannis. She has to know.
This is rose.
All right, so here's the deal. Oof. So I bring her upstairs and
Jesus
I go,
Christ.
Okay. You're going to change the baby. I was going to leave my kid with her. Now, understand this. I was going to leave and not be there. Okay?
With a strange Australian woman you met working on your podcast?
I was going to get in my car. I'm going to go up the Palisades Parkway.
Glad that you're not my dad.
She goes up to the room and she went, ooh, when she saw the poop in the diaper. She was like, oh. And I was like, well, she did not know how to change a baby's diaper.
Why and would she? All she does is suck dicks all day long.
And I was like, what the fuck?
You're making her sound like she's a machine.
That thorn sucks. Kelly, what's your thorn?
Okay, my thorn with Joe?
No, you just get one thorn.
About the show, the experience.
No. Go through everybody.
No,
yeah,
all,
fucking everybody.
I took six fucking hits.
You took six bullets
all right,
you to
get
the face.
Why don't you piece of shit?
You get six thorns.
We shot her in the body. Lewis just went... Yeah. Right to the head.
All right, let me start from here.
That's when I realized Kelly isn't a good person.
Are you on your phone?
I had a call that I was just very politely rejecting.
Reject this.
At that.
Put your fucking phone away.
You should be able to be a phone one fucking, at a time. We got back. We got
don't
back
get
up.
Mad at me for fucking doing what you're not supposed to do.
All right.
You're like my wife.
Let me go because I'm bursting right now. Oh, my God.
You don't fuck dudes, all right?
Kelly, go.
What is on your
No, go, leave right now.
So the Chris one.
No, start with Bobby.
No, start with least importance. I like that sculpt.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Me, of course.
Well, that time there, he asked me for your email address. And I said, oh, you have it. And he said, well, just
Whoa. Is it a rebuttal or a thorn?
It's a thorn.
It's my last day. I can do whatever I want.
You should do whatever the fuck.
Let her fuck it. You let her have some slack. Up. Let her have a little room to hang her.
So that particular day there, I said,
go ahead, keep talking, Kelly.
Yeah, so he asked me for his email, your email
Sketch
address.
That.
So he, I was asking me for...
He ran out of ink on her arms.
Let Kelly go. Let her go, for God's sake.
That was a fucking good one. Oh, God.
God's sakes, we all had our turn. She didn't interrupt. It's her last day.
I didn't talk during any of yours.
Kelly, I'm going to turn everybody's mic down. Go ahead. Go ahead. Everybody's mic's down. Go
so
ahead.
So that particular moment with Chris, he goes, what's Bobby's email address?
Yep.
And I said, you have it. And he said, it's easier if you just send it to me. Just send it to me.
Right.
And I was like, don't you have the email address of the man you work for?
Right.
And he was like, don't be a cunt, just send it to me.
Whoa. Whoa. That did not fucking happen that way.
Yeah,
what are
turn.
You talking about?
You had your
you're
turn.
Such a liar.
You're a liar. You're such a liar. You are such a liar.
Oh.
You are a liar. You are such a liar. I've never heard a liar.
Trial.
Don't do it on that.
But you know
quiet. Quiet.
This is Kelly.
Order
time.
In the court.
You know what the crazy
Joe,
thing is?
Joe, put this in your mouth.
It's all in text message, so we can just go back and read it.
You liar.
Oh.
Order in the court.
Oh.
Shush.
But
it
you know
sounds
what?
Like shush. Somebody else is a liar.
Shut. Everybody shut your faces.
But I want to suck
Kelly.
A dick.
All right, hang on. Put
but
this
you
in.
You know what? I'm not going to read it out because it's taking over my time. I'd rather move on.
Wait a minute. Do you have that? Do you have this information?
Yes.
Yes.
I want to see it.
Exhibit A, Exhibit A.
Exhibit A.
Let's and, find out who the
and
real
if I'm wrong,
hang on.
I'll
hang on. No, stop. If you're wrong, you have to put that dick in your mouth.
Hold on. Time out.
Ah, no.
And we all going to take a photo next to you with the dick in your mouth.
Bobby,
if you're wrong.
I'm not Louis.
Are you wrong?
I might be
you
wrong.
Are you wrong?
I might
clearly.
Be wrong. You're going to do it. Save time. Obviously, he's admitting that
you're admitting it.
No.
You did it.
Are you
lying?
Might be wrong.
Wait a second.
Guys.
Are you a liar?
Guys, stop fucking yapping over each other. Use your fucking headphones. Are you lying?
No, not lying.
I don't remember it that way, but you know it could. I know I called her a cunt in that. I know I did call
you
her
said,
a cunt.
You called her a cunt.
I know I did call her
so
a cunt.
So you're lying.
But she,
you
it
did
might
do
have
it.
Been after I was like, can you just give me the email? Because I was working that day, and I was like, easier just send it to me real quick.
Easier just to call her a cunt.
Well, then she just said, I'm not doing your laundry, son, which pissed me off.
After cunt?
No, before cunt.
So you said that before cunt. So you were cunt before he said cunt.
No, because I think...
He was just calling a spade a spade.
Does anyone care less about a fight between Kelly
That's
and
why
Scopo?
I was like, I'll show
you squirrels fighting in the park. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, we could do that with this whole fucking podcast
anyway,
every week, you jackass.
I'll
I'm sorry it's not
it.
Fucking Vision TV, whatever you were on.
Vision.
What the fuck? Yeah, this is what we do. We do stupid things.
So far away.
Oh. Another picture.
Who the fuck is that? Barry Katz?
It's Joe List.
God, his mouth is too big.
God, look how big he made his teeth.
Why? Hurtful thing that's ever occurred to my life.
First of all, he can't open his mouth that wide.
He can't be sucking a dick. He's sucking a dick. Look at
that.
That's
horrible.
Yeah, that's actually a great picture of you.
All right, go ahead, Kelly.
Okay, so let's.
So you admit it. So move on.
Yeah,
you admit it. You called her a cunt.
Admit it, Scopo.
Thorn, go. Kelly, Thorn. What's your Thorn with Scopo?
No, she already did it. Lewis.
Yeah, Lewis.
No,
she's rebutting.
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
Everybody. That was my rebuttal because I was quiet when you guys said it. My Thorn with Scopo is that. He needs to learn how to work as a team and with people.
Ooh.
And when you
well,
are trying
that person's
to help,
a fucking cunt. I don't want to work with
them.
Oh, why are you doing this?
Because he's getting real.
Why are you talking like that to him? Because
she's a liar.
Because she lies about me saying cunt all the time. Do you guys want some Italian cookies? I live right near a bakery.
I have two bakeries actually. Really good.
Hang on, Bobby. I was quiet during everyone's thorns.
All right, go ahead.
I really think that they should be quiet.
All right, go ahead.
I just think that.
Bobby.
That's...
Yeah.
Okay.
They're making it funny, Bobby, and I don't like it.
Just let her have her day. It's her last day.
Okay. Anyway, so, that's what I think that he just needs to learn how to work. And when you try and help him,
because he's like a big, you know, dude. He's like, just, you know, like he's a fucking mechanic.
Wait a minute, you can't tell. Listen,
he doesn't want to take any direction. All right. Shut up. He doesn't want to take any direction.
Okay, yeah.
First of all,
because he doesn't know how to listen to women. Anyway, okay. Let's move on.
You're a liar.
All right, so wait a minute. This is turning into. Wait, I know what this is.
Everyone, stop.
Let it happen.
Let her make everyone hate her as she leaves.
She already hates me.
I don't hate you. I don't hate you, Kelly. This is Kelly's last day. She's fucking. We smashed her for an hour.
I'm angry because you're a fucking liar. You're a
liar.
I said that. I fucking knew that was
lawyer.
Coming.
Let me
you're
tell
a
you.
Lawyer.
You know who's gonna have a new character in his fucking act? I tell you right now, it's Yannis Pappas.
You are a liar.
I want to get Clutch Films on this right now and stop filming. Ditch. Sorry, Ditch. Sorry.
There's no personal.
You're lying to me. You're lying to Bob.
You don't lie on the YKWJ. Podcast.
You're such a lawyer.
Don't lie.
Kelly, you're lying.
Kelly, my name's Chris Scobo, and you're lying.
You're
all right, go ahead.
My Lewis.
Lions and tigers and bears. I'm lying.
Yeah. My wife was born in August. She's a lying. All right.
Oh, boy.
That was close.
Yeah.
Really?
A little chilly really? Over there. Warm yourself up.
Dude, it's a Leo.
Door was closed.
All right, guys. Go ahead, Kelly. Get off your phone. Put your phone down.
Oh, no, I found it.
What does it say? Let me. Really I want to see it.
Wait,
let me have it.
I texted him, nom, 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 nom. I'm eating. What do you want?
Wait, he's already admitted it.
Let
can
me
we
see
move
it.
On?
Let me see it. No, I want to see this. Oh. I want to read it out loud.
Read it out.
Only Bobby talk.
No, well, let's just try not to talk.
Look through the pictures real quick.
I was a little bit cunty in it.
All right, here we go. Hey, what's the deal? Are we having a show Tuesday? I don't know, because we have one.
Who's who?
Yeah, can you read it in Scopo's voice, please?
Okay, okay. Huh?
You got to do the voices.
Yeah, do Scopo's voice.
Give it to Soder.
Give it to Soda.
Giannis
give it to Soda.
And I will do it. Yeah. Giannis and I will do the conversation.
There we go.
I don't know. Wait a minute. I was.
Yeah, let me see it.
You guys, I started in an improv group, okay?
Which one's blue
okay,
and which one's...
I'm blue. You're the other one.
Okay.
So fun.
Email him. What's his email?
You never emailed Bobby before.
I didn't know. Just give me his email and make it easier for me.
Make it easier for me.
Hey, what's Bobby's email?
Sorry, son. I don't have time to do your laundry. Ooh. Sweet Ben.
So is she saying
that? No, she didn't say that.
Just fucking tell me his email. I don't have it.
That's no way to speak to anyone, tis tis.
Fine, Kelly, but you'll be a... Oh, here we go. Fine, Kelly. Be a cunt. I'll take care of it.
Your ass is too angry today. Take it easy on the squats.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, you should take care of it. It's your job, dude. You booked the show. You have his email. I've CC'd you on it. Many emails with him. You just have to look for it. I'm happy to act like a cunt to teach you not to be lazy.
Ooh. Oh, ooh. I like this.
Here we go.
Oh.
Kelly, you're a liar. I thought we were a team. When Bobby is away, I'm working, and I know you have Bobby's email at the top of your head because you are up his ass.
Good burn.
If you want to be a cunt.
Why is he turning
and
English?
Not help me when I'm asking you a simple task. This is fine.
What are you yelling?
What kind of voice
I will
is that?
Not include you in any decision making at all ever again. Ooh. And you can't teach me anything. I'm not a fucking dog. I took care of the problem because unlike you, I don't hunch over when a problem occurs.
Oh, shit.
We are a team, but I was working as much as you were. Being aggressive and threatening out of nowhere and calling me a cunt is not behavior I will stand for. I'd never do that to you, and I would like the same respect. Do you have any meat and cheese?
She didn't write that. That wasn't in there. That's fucking good. That's a good. I'll tell you right now. That's a good team. That's a team. You got people. What?
That was like 1 week in. Been dealing with
I can really tell from that you guys love each other.
I gotta say, I gotta say, this is your big day, but I think I'm on Scopo's side.
Way on
Scopo's
side.
I hate when people do that. You're like, you have the information, just tell it to me.
Yeah, they're like,
I'm going to teach you a lesson.
Ugh.
So wait, wait, wait. So we're on my side? So,
yeah.
So
yeah, you're good. You're
still on that specific incident, oh, I like Kelly more than I like you.
Well, Kelly was in a bad mood that day.
I'll take that wink.
Maybe she didn't get her dick that day.
All right, let's get back.
Maybe,
what's your
maybe
Lewis
it was
Thorne?
Like the 20th time
just
I've been asked the same
Thorne,
question.
You fat bitch.
Is that a Lewis Thorne?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's a joke. I had one more.
Fat bitch.
She's leaving.
My Lewis Thorne is that
he exists?
Yeah.
No God. Spots of LOL.
How do I
we're
choose?
Gonna cut this to 10 seconds of Thorne.
Yeah, we gotta go. 10 seconds and we gotta move it.
This
come on.
Game got way out of control.
I know. My Lewis right. Thorne is that he's I feel like sometimes he takes his aggression out on me and oof. It's not my problem.
It's because right, he okay. hates women and his parents
okay.
are gay.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis. Let's go.
Giannis. Let's go. Huh?
Giannis can be very distant let's sometimes. Chill. You're trying to talk to him. Maybe he's thinking about getting his dick sucked.
Hold on, by the way, that's not a Thorne. Can I say something? I she's not doing Thorne. She's naming traits that she doesn't like about us. That's not a Thorne. It's
well,
a moment.
She gets to do a different thing. It's her day.
Just let her have
right,
a fucking day.
That's not what a Thorne
but
is.
But it's
about.
A last fucking
it's
day.
Not a Thorne. Dude, just shut up, Lewis. Let her move forward.
So I had to have a particular scenario.
Yes.
Okay, so last week when I went down and grabbed James, who I love, ooh. I went and grabbed
down
him.
Down on James?
No.
His kid too.
This is the moment.
No, I'm just.
Hold on, idiot.
You're just blowing kids. Fuck you. I thought you just sucked my kid's dick.
She doesn't know what it is. The thorn is the moment in our whole fucking relationship. Right? This is the one thorn in my side. This one moment that happened.
Yeah. Too many, Lewis. Too many.
So okay, good. Go on. Okay.
When did you realize?
So
guys, this
week,
is like doing a show with my sister. Can you get it going, Kelly?
So last week when we. I went downstairs because we were all doing the show and he was like, can you go get the baby?
Yep.
So I went and got the baby, who I love, and I, you know, held him for like half an hour.
Oh, well, it was passive aggressive.
Off the show. Yeah.
Okay.
Off the show. And yep. then James was making noises because he needed, you know, he was a baby. That's what they do. And then...
Can you speed it
like
the fuck up?
My mom is talking right now.
Just get to it, Kelly.
This all sounds really mean. I don't think I want to just do it.
No. Are you really getting... The last time you're going to do this on the last day?
You're going to fucking hunch over and not take your shots.
Kelly, just say the mean... Say the thorn and
so
move
the
on.
The thorn was that...
Just
when,
say it.
When I asked him to step out with James for a moment because James was coming through the mic and we already had 10 people in the room.
Can you tighten it up a little bit?
He said...
No wonder why you're
talking.
Don't tell me.
What was that?
What'd you say?
The wonder why you can't do comedy. You can't do a fucking point. Get to the point.
Oof.
Go right to the point.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Chris.
I mean,
listen, Chris.
I'm glad he's on the mic.
Listen, Chris. I would say. I don't know what the fuck. What the fuck? We get the headliner talking over here. Okay. No wonder you can't do fucking comedy.
Because you're a lawyer.
You gotta be honest in comedy, Kelly. You're a lawyer.
Anyway, so when I
I'll get his fucking email boy myself.
When I asked Lou to step out for a moment because James was coming in on a mic and he said, are you kidding? I'm not leaving. Go fuck yourself.
Ooh. That's a thorn.
That's a good thorn. All right, Giannis.
That's
thorn.
A great thorn.
That's a good thorn.
Giannis thorn.
This is my thorn with Kelly. Wait, no.
You already did your thorn.
You have no more thorns.
I don't know. Sometimes I can't think of anything.
No thorn. You got no thorn. You move on.
No soda.
No thorn.
I'm likable.
Soda. I don't know.
If you had a thorn for me, motherfucker, you better have a thorn for soda.
Ooh.
God, when my relationship with you changed?
Yep.
After you sucked off.
I don't know. I think maybe one time we're in
I sucked his
conversation.
Dick.
What? I think one time you're in a conversation and we were talking, and then someone you just kind of disconnected really quickly. Like, I don't know.
It was like because you couldn't get to a point.
Yeah.
I'd probably disconnect if that's the case.
Callie, I'm disconnecting on my own show.
The whole audience just disconnected.
Is there anybody in the chat room?
Okay, well then just keep it moving.
Joe's
got to be good.
I don't have anything for these guys. I don't have anything for you guys.
Nothing.
No.
All right, let's move on to our roses.
Roses.
Bobby. Okay. Roses. Do I get to say my roses?
Yeah. Well, you can go last if you want, or you can go first.
Right, don't worry about it.
And saying all this, can I just be clear? Like, you know, like we do the shit with Scopo and Lou and stuff.
Guys.
Can I just not... Wait. I have to say
this. Yeah, sure.
This,
go ahead, Kelly.
That it's
absolutely
very important to know that I don't hold on... I don't hate anyone. I don't hold on to any anger.
You just hold on to text messages.
Yeah, I had to search like a year for that because you keep your text messages.
Who the fuck?
Anyway,
I don't want you guys to like hold on to crazy just because I tell you something that bothers me.
Okay. You're talking to Lewis.
You guys
yeah.
hold on to stuff and you need to let it go.
Not you guys, Lewis.
Listen,
Lewis.
Listen, I want to say something. Guys, I want to say something really right now. We're all joking around, okay? If Kelly's been part of the show for years, okay? You guys are probably on, you're on the show because of her, okay? I know you guys had your fights or whatever. Who gives a fuck? Move the fuck on.
Yeah.
Let's, this dumb thorn, dumb fucking game, Joe.
Well, until it came time for Kelly to go, no offense, we all zipped right through. All
right, I want everybody, fun. We can all laugh at Kelly's fat arms.
That makes
everybody laugh.
Fantastic.
Well, the titties.
Oh, the
that one tit is big and one tit small.
Oh, this why makes, are we addressing that this fucking guy is mean?
Yeah, he's mean.
It's just a mean guest here.
Right.
The fuck is that?
Not mine. He nailed mine.
No, he nailed fucking Jesus soda. Christ.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Soda? Where's soda?
I don't like that fucking soda. Has
oh, yeah. God damn, I'm ugly.
Oh, you got a fucking.
Oh, my God.
I like that the dick and his nose actually look the same.
Yeah.
I didn't never knew Dan Soda had a fucking pointy dick nose.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
God.
Actually hilarious. Oh.
Can I go through my roses now, Bobby?
Oh, what the fuck? I had no sugar, no greens for 3 weeks.
That's Bobby?
You look like every girl I fucked when I was in my 20s.
I look.
You look
Jesus.
Like a sick heel. Monster.
You look like the chick from Misery.
Yeah,
I'm
the
that's great. I do
Kathy
look like
Bates.
The. I look like a bald barefoot Contessa.
Well, what does he look like in the picture?
Yeah.
All right, let's
you
go.
Dirty bird.
He is a mean motherfucker. Jesus.
Except
Christ.
Lewis. He wants to fuck Lewis.
Yeah.
All right. I get to go roses now, don't I?
That's yes. mine, by the way. They're yours.
Yes, right. Kelly. Go through.
That's for the studio.
Tell
roses.
Us.
Give me that.
Maybe this game worked better on New Year's.
Nah, I don't care.
I think we're still drinking.
Joe, rose for Joe. The rose huh? for Joe is that Joe is the kindest guy I've ever met.
Yeah, really?
Will always invite me to a barbecue.
He's
offer
just a
lift.
Regular town.
Wait a minute. Stop.
He's
stop.
Amazing.
You have fucking barbecues?
Yeah, great
yeah.
guy.
I've never been invited to your fucking barbecue.
You say invited?
Invited.
Oh.
I've invited you to every fucking barbecue I had. You never invited me to your barbecue?
This game is fucking bringing up a lot of demons.
I don't even have a yard. I had a couple of stoop parties before I knew
there.
You, dog.
It's you true. Were there, the one at Central Park.
Oh, those yeah. shitty things. Yeah, okay, cool. I'm telling you, don't invite me to those ever again.
Joe's got the, right, Joe's well, the kindest guy I know.
Kindest.
Anyway.
I win.
The kindest. Dan.
Big dick.
Dan was one of the best people
not a,
in this
not a rose,
room.
It's a trait about his personality. Yeah.
Isn't that... No, well, you know what? I'm going to do what I
however
want.
However you
want
to
do what you want.
Kelly, you do what you want.
Kelly wants to fucking be a lady today.
Yeah. She's trying to be okay? nice to us, yeah. Lewis.
She's trying to be nice to everybody.
You're nice with Kelly.
Just let her fucking do her thing.
We're just not playing it. Why are we calling it this game, then?
Well,
why
who... Just shut up, Lewis!
Yeah, who gives a fuck,
you're a
Lewis?
You're fucking jerk-off.
Yeah, fucking jerk-off.
This is what Kelly's shirt. Always wanted, guys.
Draw that, you four-eyed cocksucker.
Fucking dirty fuck. You half-animal man.
Yeah. Gonna be fat again soon.
Yeah.
She's bringing it.
Oh, you're gonna be
back. Yeah, that picture's fat. All false. You'll yeah. have tits
back.
By the winter.
Yeah, you're gonna be as soon as you get depressed on that fucking girl code tour.
Yeah.
Fucking stuffing cotton candy.
What's up, girls? Are you girls ready for your headliner?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You ladies are a great audience.
Coming yeah. from the stage, you might have seen her on Chelsea Handler. You also might have seen her as the star of Girl Code. Give it up for this.
For my girl.
My girl.
My home girl.
My home girl. Girl, I know.
My bottom
Jesse
bitch.
May Peluso!
The reason I do stand-up comedy.
I can't wait to hear.
My boss.
This is what you're going to hear out of the back of the bus. Lewis, where's our PBJs?
Lewis.
I'm making them now.
God, Carly, I know you love raspberry jam.
Yeah, and then your kid will get sick.
Good. Lewis, when the show's over, can you really go outside quick and get our merch table set up?
Oh. Lewis, how many shirts did I sell tonight?
I'm selling skinny girl bitches pencils, and Carly's selling red hair.
I can't wait till they make Lewis wear a wig, a red wig, at the end of his set.
Ladies, don't forget to get your t-shirts. Don't forget to get your t-shirts.
Girls, get your trollop t-shirts over here. Trollop t-shirts, JesseMayPeluso.com.
Wow. Hey, my older brother said he used to listen to you. Were you a real ass dude once?
Oh, that was a different life.
That was a different life.
Anyway.
Thanks for coming out, girls. Remember, toodles.
Oh, fuck.
All right.
All right, let's go to roses.
Let's move. Okay. Okay. Let's move on.
No, so they're not right. Roses, Lewis. I'm just gonna make.
Come on, Kelly. Kelly,
you take forever though. You
Kelly,
really
you gotta go.
Dan is. Dan was one of the first out of in this room, the first friend that I made here.
Oh, we know
and
what that means.
It means nothing. What are you talking about? It means nothing.
What are you talking about?
Welcome to New York.
Meat and cheese.
Dan was always the guy that I would like text going, I'm freaking out, what
dick.
Do I do? I never did that.
I'm up late, where's your cock?
I'm freaking out, mate, my throat needs
I'm
to
sorry
dick.
They're making it sexual, Dan.
Kelly's
really
getting all this flack for Ticket Forever, but it's not even her, it's you fucking assholes.
I would always
you're
text,
all being mean to Kelly, and I hate this fucking guy over here on the couch. And Lewis, your shirt's too small.
I would text. All right,
let's
Dan.
Go. Kelly, everybody, let her get through this.
Just
it's her
let her
last.
Get through. We can show up the rest
crying.
Of our lives.
Hey, Dan, I
are you crying?
I got a wart in my mouth.
Sorry,
is
guys,
that weird?
Hey, she's crying.
Oh, boy.
All right, listen, man.
What'd you do?
We have the rest of our
are
lives
you
to shit on her.
I'm
you,
sorry,
I
you're not
tears
that
joy.
Fat.
Hey,
I think
seriously.
She was holding that
hey,
in four
hey,
years.
Shut the fuck up. All right?
Is this laughing or crying?
She's laughing, crying, but stop.
What am I doing?
Enough. You're talking over everybody.
I know, but I'm not being mean.
Kelly, what's wrong?
Last show, I'm sad to leave.
Are you sad to leave? What's wrong? Why are you
sad
crying?
Sad to leave. I'm a girl. This is what happens. When
are you
I'm sad? We
are cry. You crying because of all the shit? Or are you crying?
I'm crying
because
I'm sad to leave.
Do you have? Are you gonna give us stuff?
She's yes. sad. Yeah.
Like, can we get that? Can I get mine?
Blowjobs. Please say it's blowjobs.
I thought she was
Jesus
gonna pull
Christ.
A fucking handgun taped up.
I didn't. Well, these fucking apes are sitting there just still smashing her, and she's crying. I don't know.
She's
I mean,
sad.
I know.
She's
that's
sad.
I'm fucking. That's what I'm fucking saying.
She's leaving.
Bobby, I know.
Bobby can't deal with female emotion. He's losing.
No,
his mind.
I don't. I don't listen. All's fun and games, but when somebody fucking really breaks, I don't want people breaking down on my fucking. Show.
No, last time she cried on the show, she told me to put her on camera.
I gotta put it. If we're gonna,
dude, I'm gonna fucking punch you in the face. She's crying.
I was like, I don't want to put her on camera. She's like, no, put her on camera.
No, she's look. If she's really crying, this isn't
that
real.
My all-time YKWD moment.
Dude, that's like when an owner goes to the airport and a dog doesn't understand it. It's the dog in the door like, it's not coming back.
Listen, Kelly, all right, enough. Kelly.
I'm crying.
Shut the fuck up, would you? Are you all right? Are you serious? Are you pretending or are you okay? Are you all right? Okay.
She's sad that she's leaving. That's all.
Kelly, do you still want to continue this horseshit, or you want to say what you want to say?
This game got out of control.
Do you, yeah, this is stupid. Let's move on. I'm moving on from this game.
Let's play a game.
I want to move on from this fucking
Hold on,
game.
By the way,
I want to move on from
nice
the game.
Bob, she's not crying because she's crying because she was saying a nice thing about Dan and she got emotional. You fucking bear.
It's not, I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
You know,
that's
I'm
why.
You now, like,
but I want her last day to be her last day, not our last day or your last day. I want her to fucking have her last. She's done a lot for this show. She's been on the show for a long time. I get with joke, and we did it for an hour. I want her day to be her day. So whatever the fuck you want to do, I'm not going to bully you into having the day. If you want to be emotional and tell people that you love them and why you love them, I don't want to force you into making Lewis mad or dumb fucking Scopo or me mad.
I don't want any of that. I don't want hate.
I know. That's what I don't want.
Want.
If you want to fucking do that, go ahead, Kelly.
Like, I mean, I would never have done this show, met you if it wasn't for him.
Right.
And it changed
for sucking
everything.
His dick. I know.
You know what I mean? I knew this idiot when he was fucking schlepping guacamole.
That's true.
I did too. I remember. Right? Listen, I remember Dan when he came to my house.
You're not letting her have her thing.
No,
I'm arguing. Who knew him?
You're right. Thank you,
Joe. What's wrong with you?
I'm an alpha male, and sometimes I get. Go ahead. You're right.
Fucking meeting. You self-centered.
All right. You're 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 right. Go ahead.
But anyway, and yeah, he was. But Dan,
really
he was
sucked.
The first guy that I like really was my friend. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, take the dick sucking out of it. But
you did blow?
No, but the, well, the
no,
jokes.
That didn't happen.
But the thing is, like, he was the first person I was like, when this happens, what do I do? I was so lost.
Right.
And
pull
he
the
was
head
like,
back.
This is what you do.
He's like, you go see if it's a real wart.
I mean, I met Dan in 07. We drank together and we've known each other longer.
Dan, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, my first check spot, yep. I messaged him going, what right. do I do? How do I talk? He always was a good dude to me.
First genital wart in your mouth. I get it.
No,
Giannis.
All right, go ahead, Kelly. Yep.
And Giannis was like,
I put you on stage
you
first.
You put me at one of my first spots was ever from you.
Right.
I'm going to punch Giannis
so
in his head.
So fucking supportive and so good to be.
Right.
I love you, Kelly.
Well, here's the moment. Here's the moment we've all been waiting for.
We're all going to miss you very much.
No, go ahead.
I love Lou so much. Oh. And I love his son so much. I was there the day he was born. I was there.
It's true.
Yeah. You're such a good dad.
Thank you, Kelly. Kelly, you know I love you, right?
I feel, you know what? I'm glad you're doing this. Go ahead. You can skip Scopo.
No,
you can
There was nothing good coming out, though. Don't worry about it.
Scopo!
Scopo,
you've got a lot of hair!
Yeah.
All right, listen. Go ahead, Kelly.
And you're a liar.
Kelly, go ahead, Kelly. Seriously, if you want to. Go ahead.
You know.
You guys been, you and Lewis have been through a lot of stuff together.
We just can't get along, but I love him.
Can I say something? Being in the middle of it for this long, if you really don't give a fuck about somebody, it's very easy not to talk about them again. It's very easy not to mention them again. But when you really care about each other, I know you kind of do, that you're like a brother and sister or whatever, and you know, I'm glad that you're actually saying that to each other. You guys
Kelly's have had blowing snot bubbles right now.
But I get it. You've been here like 4 years. This is marking the end of like a journey that you've been on.
Yeah,
absolutely.
A really hard,
absolutely,
long journey that was a very lonely journey. But you know,
how was it lonely?
But you had like a.
I want to know how it was lonely.
It was lonely, but you know, I had things like this Christmas with you and your wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
and Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I remember when you wrote me the letter, I was going to hire some blackjack dealer from fucking Atlantic City to be the intern. She wrote me a letter after listening to the show, and you remember that.
Yeah,
you
we were on the show. It was just one letter. It was a big P.
No, it was one of Kelly's long fucking...
And this, and that, messages. And this.
It was the longest letter in the fucking world, and, you know, I remember when she came in.
Yep.
You know, we had I was making fun of the Australian accent, which I still believe stinks.
It was just us three.
Yeah, it was us three. And you were on the show. Mm-hmm. And then you...
I met Lewis.
She worked her ass off. If it wasn't for Kelly Festuca, and I will say this, this show
would not be
my left titty.
It would not be where it is at today.
Absolutely.
Honest to God. If it wasn't for Kelly Festuca,
we'd be on All Things Comedy. It'd be amazing.
It would not be as big as
Can
it
you
is
introduce
today.
Me to Bill Burr? You know him, right?
Oh, I'd love to fucking, please. I'd love to get that happening. If I make that connection, please, God, use my name. Drop it. Just take that fucking MMA show with you, too.
Yeah, the fucking most want.
I see your numbers. I know the truth. There's a reason why you're at the bottom of the blanket. Listen.
Too real.
You're not. You're at the top.
He's
fucking,
not even on the blanket, is he?
No, he's at the top. It was a joke.
Oh, all right.
Hey, was guys, it? Back to me.
He did right, fold listen. Half of it out, though.
Kelly, you came to the show. You stepped up. No one has worked as hard as Kelly on this show behind the scenes. She's helped me produce the live shows that we do. She does them, not me. Honest to God, the Rich Voss shows, she's done those. She's fucking amazing. Behind the scenes. I mean, on stage, not so good. But, no, I'm kidding. And
hey, man, I booked a cabin on Thursday.
Listen, let's not
get you finally got that cooking?
Yeah.
She got back to you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's the deal. You're amazing, Kelly, honest to God. And I'm glad that you said that about him. Who else do you want to talk about?
I mean, these guys are great.
No?
No, I mean, you're like...
And look, you brought me Scopo.
I did.
Sorry about that.
No, Scopo, I love you too, buddy. You know.
You are a lawyer, Bobby. You do not love.
You lawyer.
I do. I really, listen.
No, Scopo is a good kid, and like, if you kind of go, I need your help, he comes through. He's a good kid.
Yeah. Except you know? When he calls you a cunt.
Kelly, I
got anger problems.
Can you get
them?
The gift? All right, Kelly, I got you a gift.
You don't have to do that. That's so silly.
All right, yeah, but you'll don't take it if you don't want it. If you don't want the gift, you don't have to take it. You can give it to Lewis.
5 years of American health insurance. Kelly, you're staying.
We're gonna fix your vagina for free.
I got cards for you guys.
Hang on, let me see. Kelly, okay.
There it is.
Kelly, this is for you because you've worked so hard.
No.
Really wrapped it up. Nice.
Here you go. This is
a
friend's
notebook.
Yeah, that's for you. To write all your new jokes.
Yeah.
Show the camera, Kelly. There's do you like it? Right here. Yeah. There's a camera. What do you think? Do you like it? Great. What does it say?
It says, friends forever after. Oh. You didn't write anything in there.
What about the back?
I'll write. We'll all write something in there for
Choose
you.
Choose your own destiny in the back.
Oh. I'm kidding, Kelly. This is really your gift right here. Come on.
Right here.
Oh, fucking notebook.
Here's the real
It's a black
thing.
Dude to blow your back out.
Perfume.
Here you go, Kelly. This is from all of us here. The fans, me.
Well, I
and,
paid for it.
No, he didn't. He has no idea what it is.
I know what it is.
What is it?
You want to say it?
No. You know, open it up, Kelly.
What
that's
is
for you.
It?
Thank you so much for all
it's
the things you've done.
Act.
Shut up. Will you shut the fuck up?
Oh
my God.
Hey.
Wow, that's a real gift.
Kelly.
I know.
I'm serious. I want to thank you so
Holy
much
shit.
For everything you've done for this show. I swear to God, you've worked your ass off behind the scenes. You've been here every week taking it from all of us.
Wow.
And I know we things have been said. We all joke around, but we all love you.
Yes.
You know that.
Yes.
We love you and we hope the best for you. And
this is good tears.
It's good.
Sad.
Good. I'm glad. But I love you. You've always had our back. You've always, you know, we all love you. And you've helped the YKWD show more than you'll ever know. And you're always welcome back. I mean, not to sit there anymore. You'd have to come back and be a guest once in a while. But
Scopo's got a book.
No, I'm
you.
Kidding, baby. You're always welcome back. You go back, take care of your business in Australia, do what you're going to do, and know that you always have a home here on YKWD, okay?
Thank you. I'm really sad to leave you guys.
Huh?
Really sad to leave.
I know. We're sad that you're leaving.
People at home should know there's an iPad mini she got. It's big. Nobody even knows. Nobody
was.
Said it. Yeah, nobody
I don't
said
either.
It. Yeah. An iPad mini.
So you enjoy that for the plane ride home so you can
Thank
watch some
you,
movies.
My last one broke.
All right, well, I know. That's why we got you a new one.
That's a great gift. She's like, thank you. I already have one.
All right, so.
I mean, really? You could have just given me cash. But, you know, yeah, this is an all right gift.
Pay the bill.
What is this, 08?
I mean, I'd like one of those.
Oh, a
mini. I think I'm
going to
leave the show.
I'm right, leaving too.
She's yeah.
Thank you.
Can we all get our iPad minis?
Oh.
it's for Dar. We all got regular size iPads.
I got you guys MacBook Airs. Yeah, you're not leaving me high and dry.
Guys,
you're sticking around.
Yeah. There's some iPhone 6s for you.
I got you.
Guys, we got some cars for you outside.
Wow, really, Giannis? Why don't we throw that bandana over here?
Yeah, I'll take
Giannis
that.
Has laid a hot morning Miami dump. Bobby, throw this bandana over here.
What's this for?
One for you and one for Dawn.
Can I open Dawn's? No?
By the way, the mic, can I say what my card says?
Yeah, what does it say?
Chris, good luck.
Wow. That's the funniest thing she's ever done.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious.
Mine says, I'll be back. What does yours say, Lewis?
You are an amazing father.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's passive aggressive.
Yeah,
she's
but
saying I'm a bad friend.
No, she said you're an.
Well,
you are a
friend
shitty friend. Yeah. You're one of the worst friends I've ever had. You're a great dad, though.
I'm not sure about the dad part, to be honest.
Where is he? Where is your child? Right
ooh,
now?
Ooh. Oh shit!
Well, go ahead. What was yours say?
Giannis.
Who?
Giannis, I love you. I just wrote a few words to the other guys because I don't care about them as much as
Wait
I
a minute.
You.
What the fuck is that?
I want you to know that you are the most important person to me since I've gotten here.
What the
and
fuck,
you
man?
Putting me on stage for the first time made me feel like a real comedian, which the guys here do not make me feel like.
She really did write something like this.
I want you to know that you are the best comedian that I've ever seen work.
Wait a minute. That's not true.
Hold on. I'm
sorry.
You are the best comedian I've ever seen work.
Yeah.
Your versatility, the smartness of your jokes.
Is this bit still going on?
Ability to do characters.
Joe, he was in Miami for a while. He's got to warm back up to what he used to be.
You're also very handsome, and I really wish I sucked your dick that day. Welcome back.
That day? What day?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay, good.
P.S. I'm just
Dan, what does yours say?
Kelly, hold on. Kelly, thank you. Thank
her
you.
Says...
Very nice.
Dan.
Can you do her accent, please?
Dan, can you believe Jonas took that job in Miami? What a fucking idiot. Oh, how's the weather in a state that's always sunny? Are you really going to break through? And it was nice meeting you. Lots of love, Kelly.
What did you say?
Oh, it says...
I really read mine.
It. It's very nice. It says, Dan, you have came so far since when I met you. Keep going.
It's like when you came hard in my mouth.
That time it really drizzled out like a stroke victim.
You are such a bright star of amazing light. The funniest, kindest person I know. I love you. Lots of love.
That's good.
Very nice. I was the kindest person. But,
what do you got? What do you got, Joe?
I'm not going to read mine aloud. It's very personal. But I will say that Kelly has called me the kindest person several times. And it's on fucking Dan's card over here.
Are you kidding me? You know, we just fucking read ours.
How many cards say S? You didn't read your card.
I read mine.
Not out loud.
Absolutely.
You ain't even listening.
Yes.
I assume Giannis was doing some bit louder than you were doing it.
No, that was the actual card.
I got mine. I'll be back. I got a smiley face.
It just says I'll be back.
That's it.
If
that's
you read
it.
Dawn's as well, it's kind of for you as well. But it's, I wanted to give one to Dawn.
Yeah, she sent my wife.
Dawn, I've always hated you.
No, didn't say that, Lewis. Stupid.
Go ahead. What does yours say?
I'm a little embarrassed. It's not well written.
Well, we didn't expect her to be fucking smart.
Well, I'm hurt that we both have S. This is why you don't read cards out loud.
Just read it.
Joe, period.
Keep up the struggle.
You are the kindest person I know. I can't wait for the world to love you like I do.
Right.
The funniest son of a bitch. I mean, he calls my mother a bitch. Son of a bitch ever.
Right.
She did call Dan and Joe the funniest and kindest people.
Yeah, and I got nothing, dude.
I got a bitch. What?
Can I just say something?
Like good luck.
Guys, I've had her on the show for 3 years. I got I'll be back.
Yeah.
Not even a fucking heart. I got a smiley face.
She'll be back.
Genuine piece of work.
She'll be arms.
That's what I got. I got called a genuine piece of work.
Oh, that's
the
condescending.
What the fuck does that mean?
I love and adore you. Thank you for all your support. A genuine piece of work. That's like a genuine
You're a real good kid.
You're a real good kid.
That's uncle funny. Yeah. That's like a neighbor funny.
What is that?
Yeah, he's a piece of work.
He's a piece of work.
My stuff to you wouldn't fit on that card.
I'd take some of it.
Don't you think you're going to get a ridiculously long email that you're going to be complaining about in a week?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm a little embarrassed.
He's hoping for his iPad mini back.
Here we are.
That'd be a great gift.
On the last show, and all I get was, I'll be back.
How many cards have you been given over the last 3 years?
I don't know how... What are you wrecking that now, too?
Well, in her defense, she didn't know you were going to give her an iPad mini, so...
No, because... He's always been saying that.
Well, you think I got a better card if she knew what the...
Absolutely. It would have been like, Bobby, I love you so
funny.
Much.
It was kind of funny because he's always been saying, you're not
coming
back.
All right, Kelly, I'm glad that you and Lewis said that to each other.
Oh,
I'm glad that you... Now you guys can leave and not have that on each other.
And we can fuck. No, okay.
Ooh,
Lewis.
All right, I'll fuck her.
Would you fuck Kelly for the show?
I'm not getting pussy anywhere else because of Kelly. So she owes me. She owes me pussy.
You're a liar.
Here's the
thing. You're a liar. You get pussy, Lewis.
Such a liar.
Here's the thing.
Such a liar. Here's, just lies.
Okay. Here's the thing.
Lies.
Here's the thing. We've been through a lot together over 3 years.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of shit, and we've seen a lot of people come from nowhere to somewhere.
Babies.
Okay, babies and relationships and marriages and careers.
And this show still isn't huge.
Who got married?
Up and down. I just said marriages. but I think, listen, through it all, we all do care about each other.
We're brothers.
We love each other, and we care, but we're very happy to that you're doing something that you want to do. We hope you come back. We're happy that Giannis is back.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I mean, when it comes down to it, even the people listening to the show, you have to know that we deeply give a shit about each other. Yeah. All the shit we give you, Kelly, all the fat arms, your shitty accent, your crappy career, your shit country.
Is there a compliment coming here somewhere?
We mean every word of it.
All that stuff. You know, I love you. We all love you. And all the fights we get into, even between you and Dumb Scopo, we care about each other. It's just what families do. Families fight.
Yeah.
And we're a family here at YKWD. All the people that come in and out, you know what I mean? Of here, all the comics that come and leave. And, you know, I love you. And I hope you, I wish you all the luck in Australia. And, you know, I hope you you kick ass out there, okay?
Thank you, Bob.
Does anybody have anything you want to say to Kelly Scopo? Last thing?
You're a liar.
Lewis?
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, Lewis?
That is a man who has not received a hug under the age of 18 at any point.
It's literally mind-boggling to me.
I don't want
to that he can't fucking let. I mean, she's leaving.
No, I said good luck, like she wrote to me. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Oh, but that was, I was being kind of, you know, smart.
It was joking. Oh, she gave God. Me fucking. I'll be back.
Yeah,
I'm the one who.
That's fucked up.
I mean, then she gave these two fucking schleps at the end a love letter.
She just copied and pasted my card to Dan's. I don't know who she wrote first.
Your card.
I want to hear nice things now.
All right, Lewis, do you have anything you want to say to Kelly for the last time?
Kelly, you have pretty eyes.
Lewis.
Disagree.
Lewis, really? Do you have anything nice?
Come on, be a real ass dude.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
No, I'm telling Kelly, shut the fuck up. You shut your face, bitch.
You can do it, Lewis.
No, Kelly, I do love you. Not for nothing. I'm in the middle of a moment.
He keeps moving back and forth. I don't care. The wires are all fucked up.
I'm uncomfortable having to say nice things to Kelly. Let me fidget.
Real ass dude.
Kelly, I do love you. At this point, you have become like a family member to me. And in a fucking weird, fucked up, psychotic way, I do think the show's going to suffer for a little while without you. Hopefully, we will be able to get a rhythm back.
What?
I really do. No, I was on Reddit, like, reading reviews of, like, people that are sad to see Kelly go.
Yeah.
And it got me a little bit, like,
I've
fucking,
gotten,
like...
I've gotten their emails over the last few weeks. I mean, I think... About 100, 120.
No, we have 50,000 listeners. Beautiful fucking
mission. I mean, I have had about...
No, I've got... I can check you. Most of them are hating.
50,000. That's not even 1%.
No, but that's just emails. You know what I mean?
I've gotten literally... No, I'm kidding. I've gotten 24 emails being like, dude, I'm so happy you made Kelly leave the show. That's the way everyone... But also, let me say that, actually. Let me address that. I did not make fucking Kelly leave the show. Kelly's not leaving the show because of me.
No, she is.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Okay, so hooray for me, guys. If you
Bobby,
want...
she's not leaving. You're on fire. Bobby's on fire.
She's not leaving the show. She's leaving the country. Hi, I'm Johnny Carson.
Hemisphere.
No, Cal, I do hope that you get your shit in order in Australia and you realize that you have to come back to New York to be a comic. Yeah. You're not going to be able to do it anywhere else. So actually, you could probably be in L.A. You're phony. But go to L.A. That's actually better advice. That's it.
I would say...
Is that the last thing you want to say to her? That's it? Really? That's what you're going to end on? You're a phony. Go to L.A.? Are you fucking kidding
Lewis,
me?
You should be able to do this.
I did it.
I want you to say something without... I want you to be... If you really say something...
I was genuine. I hope you do get to come back, and I think the show's not going to be the same without you. I genuinely believe that.
No, okay. But what about you and me?
Yeah, what
Give
about
me
you
something
two?
Honest from you
What
to
about
me?
You two? What about you two?
How about you just call me later and we'll have a real conversation?
No, I want you to fucking have a real. Why do you.
No, because I'm going to be honest with you.
Please be honest.
Shit that I am going to say to Kelly before she goes.
Like what?
There's some.
You've love said you've. You, all the fans have trashed. You've done it. You've been mean to her in front of all the fans. Say something meaningful to him in front of everybody. So they know.
Said, I did.
Shut your
I really
face,
did.
Johnny.
Piece of shit.
Listen, this isn't Vizio, okay? Shut your face. He's got more to say. Say something.
Vizio.org.
Yeah. You think he's a deeper person than that? Yeah, I mean, that's in there.
Hey,
hang on 1 second. I don't have a co-host, okay? Shut your pie hole.
What do you
and
ask?
Let this Rican say something nice.
Right, he's ready. He's
no,
ready.
I'm gonna be honest. Kelly, give me a call. And there are things that I want to say to you that aren't fodder for a podcast, aren't fodder for the fans. It's genuine things. And I do love you, and I do care about you, and I do want you to be in a happy place. And the truth is, I want to keep it positive. So there are things that I want to say to you that be positive and negative that I think that we should say to each other before you leave. And we will
not
have that
fodder,
conversation.
But you're a good fodder.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you have a dead fodder, but you're a good fodder.
my fodder was dead today.
If fodder wasn't a hero to get you on SNL, but listen, go ahead.
Nanas Puppets.
I'd like to say that I respect your courage. I respect your courage. Moving to another country.
She's from Australia.
Yeah, I know. Moving here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, moving here, trying to do what you did, joining this podcast, being able to take all this that they give you, and I think you have a lot of talent as an actress.
They?
Huh?
Us.
Yeah, you guys.
You too, fuckface.
No, I rarely gave it to Kelly.
Today, Kelly, you fucking made her cry today.
I didn't make her cry.
She looked at me. She texted me right here. It says, Giannis is making me cry.
Why? What'd I say? No. Are you serious?
No.
I'm a good actor, though.
I'm a good actor.
I'm a New York actor.
No.
That's what I call myself now.
I think you have really,
good teeth?
No, you have a good acting ability. I remember when I first saw you, doing all those accents and stuff like that.
Oh, no.
Huh?
You just gave them ammunition for
me. No, I'm saying. Like, you're really good, and you have a lot of courage. I could never do it. I could never move to another country. And
you can't move to another city.
So thank you for always having me on or whatever.
whoever's responsible for it, Robert.
She's actually the first one to tell me to have you on.
Yeah. Yeah. And I appreciate it. And I think Kelly is a good person.
I do, too.
I think she puts up a lot of shit. I think she balances this show up, this show out very well, and gives you guys a lot of fodder, and she takes it, and she's going to be missed. And you're going to be missed in New York City. So good luck in Australia. Go
Thank
do what you do.
That's great.
Love you
and
very much.
Dan, you, whatever you say, can you not use the word fodder?
Well, you know, I don't want to give any fodder for you guys. Kelly,
when things started out, I just thought you were some regular put.
Just thought you were going to be some wham bam. Thank you, man. Turns out you got on a podcast.
Somebody say something, for God's sakes. What the fuck is happening to this family?
God. It feels like Christmas.
Kelly, you've always been so sweet and easy to talk to, and I could always, you know, come to you and talk to you about stuff, and you've always been so supportive. And I appreciate it.
The fuck are you laughing at?
He's checking his Twitter.
No. Will you get off
He's
your phone?
He's an insensitive cunt.
Get off your phone.
I'm not on my phone.
You're all. You put your phone away.
But Kelly, you're going to do
disconnected
great.
Disconnected. Put your phone away.
Back. So I don't know. This isn't I'm looking a death stuff. Sentence. You're coming
put
back.
Put your phone away.
And when I see you, when you come back, you know, I'll make fun of you for leaving.
Okay.
And then come, but thank you for
Can you guys reenact the first time you met? Like when she sucked your dick, when she comes back, the first time you see each other again? Hey, big boy.
Why does she talk like a truck stop?
Is she as good as she but said she was?
You're a sweetheart, and don't listen to any of these animals. You'll be fine. Don't listen to the zoo.
All right. Adrian, you go before Joe. I'm kidding.
I'd like
I'm
to
kidding.
Say something without interruption from you fucking jackals.
I agree with you. Go ahead.
You know?
I do. I want to hear it.
Kelly?
Yes.
A pass. I don't feel like I don't like it. It feels very contrived.
Just fucking stop.
I'm gonna call. I won't call. Text.
Just say something. We all said
I can't
something.
Imagine your voice on a phone.
Just
no,
say
I'm
something.
Kidding. I love. I can't look at you. You're crying. I'm gonna cry, and then we have to kiss.
Let's cry. Cry, feel it.
I love you. I love the show so much, and you're such a you're the most integral part of the show, other than Bobby, and that's debatable. We've done shows without you. We've never done a show without Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, we did that month.
Have.
That was amazing.
It was the best month.
That was great.
I mean, seriously, read the review.
Yeah. That was skyrocketing.
A huge
comedy.
Spike in listenership.
I felt, I mean, a different comedic wind that I've never had.
No, but it's anyway. It's going to be a different show, and it's a different band. It's gonna be different. I'll miss you.
Oh, it's like a tambourine player left the band. It's not that big of a deal. Not the singer.
I'm gonna miss you. I love you. I love you. And I'll miss you. And yeah.
I love you, Joe.
That's all I got.
You got some tissues?
No, let this happen.
Oh, okay. I like that she's just covered in snot.
No, I'm kidding.
Why does she use her? Why does she use her friend's mean drawings to wipe up?
Yeah,
there's a moment between you.
There's a moment between you guys.
Give her the bomb, Dana. We're not going to need it anymore.
Can I please see that one? No. Let me see.
There's no chance.
Is this Joe? Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
Dude, this guy wants a fist fight, Joe.
This guy hates
me. Oh my God.
Oh, I was farting and spraying it at her.
Jesus
Christ.
Oh
my God. You look like you just survived an accident and you're getting all your muscle mass back.
God, keep making them. They're hilarious.
And you've been hawking.
It looks like you should be swallowing fish on a pier. It's already here, guys.
I'm taking my shirt off. My shirt off after this podcast and I'll show you guys what a man looks like.
Yeah, hopefully. All right, Kelly.
Bobby?
Yep.
I thank you so much.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I've probably said it all before, but I mean, I know I'll be back. In 6 months' time, I'll know more.
Yeah.
But,
well, we're going to have to talk about that, but yep.
Thank you so much.
I thought you were back in six months.
Yeah, Kelly.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's fine.
You're still going to be part of the show. You're still going to be, you know, helping out a little bit, transferring everything over.
Wait, hold up a second. Yeah. You're coming back in 6 months?
Well,
so what
I mean,
the fuck is all this for?
I doubt she does.
All right, yeah.
Anyway, when I thank you. I don't know. I have no words. I'm sorry. Thank you so much.
You got it.
I didn't when I moved here. I didn't have.
Oh, that was so sweet.
You got it, kiddo.
When
I moved here, I had nothing. I had no family. No friends.
30
I didn't have
lighter.
Anywhere. I was heavier then. I had nowhere to live.
Yeah.
Like it was pretty fucking brutal.
Right.
And then
you know, and somehow I managed to fucking be able to live and breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
Because of you. The best thing. And you are the, I said that they were the kindest, but you are. Right. You are the most generous, kindest person. And I don't think anyone in this room can argue. I don't know anyone more giving and more always thinking of others than fucking you.
Right.
And it's incredible. I feel bad for people that don't know you. I feel bad for them.
Right. I love you, bub. And here's the thing. You really helped this. What? What's wrong?
You, bub? What is she, your granddaughter?
Where are you going?
That was too much. I got to go.
What do you mean?
I got to go.
What was too much?
That whole interaction.
There's
why?
2 minutes left.
You don't think I'm generous?
Just kindest. I mean, that's ridiculous.
You don't think I'm the kindest?
You physically attacked me.
I've been yelled at by you.
I watched you almost murder Scopo.
Yeah.
I mean, I've watched you make Kelly cry a dozen and a half times.
I've never made her cry.
Are you kidding me?
Hysterical. You've made her cry a few times.
Hysterical. Are you crazy?
I've never made her cry.
Not when you're in the room, but right after.
Dude, I imagine Scopo goes home every...
But that's not me.
Yeah, but she won't cry in front of you, so she'll cry in front of me.
That's fake shit. That's
not the real him. That's the stuff that's happened to him.
The third person she's called the kind.
I have to do voices because I'm terrified to talk to you.
Lewis, I'll see you later. What do you got?
I got guys, come check me and Bobby out. We'll be October 1st through 4th.
No, third to fifth.
This is how it works. This is how you promote the show. I'll be opening for Bobby, not we're together. If you don't show, nobody gives
a
shit.
Lewis J. Gomez Show featuring Bobby Kelly.
I told you about this.
I'm kidding, dude.
Focus.
Wait, hold up.
Focus.
Focus.
Now say it.
Robert Kelly, live and in person, the fucking strongest headliner in the United States of America.
Listen,
I have the privilege and the honor to be able to open up for him at Comics at Foxwoods. You guys better fucking be there. The beginning of October, Chris Scopo's going to be there, too. He has the honor and the privilege of even being in the same room as Bobby Kelly. Robert Kelly live. Robert Kelly live. Robert Kelly live.
Okay.
Right, let's go. I'll see you later, buddy. All right. What do you got, Giannis?
I'll be at Bananas next weekend. And then please go to my website and check the upcoming tour dates, GiannisPappas.net.
Back in New York City.
Back in New York City. Great to be here. Great to be back on this show.
Great. Great to have you back, buddy.
Thanks for coming in, man. Of course. Anytime.
Dan, what do you got?
DanSoder.com. I will be... this is coming out next week. I'll be in the city.
All right.
Then I'm on the road in October.
That's when you know somebody's got money in the bank and a lot of shit going on when they go, yeah, just I'll be around.
I'll be around. Check my website.
Yeah, check my website whenever.
Hey, that's not cool, dude.
York. What? That's a good thing.
Yeah, all right, dude.
That's awesome. You have so much shit going on, you don't give a fuck about your plugs.
Okay, bro.
Right?
Okay, bro.
It's fucking great.
See how it is. Kelly's gone already and we're fighting. No, she's still here.
All right. I think it's great.
DanSoder.com.
There you go.
At DanSoder on Twitter.
Joe.
Yo, Listomaniacs, I will have Listomania t-shirts for sale as soon as Robert gets back to me and fucking helps me out. The kindest person in history.
Most beautiful
I'm dying.
Human.
I have no money. I have people emailing me asking if they can give me money. I don't know how to do it. Bobby's like, I'll help you out, dude. I'll take care of it. Haven't heard from him because he's got to raise a kid and headline and horseshit. So look for Listomania t-shirts.
Hurry up. It's going to die. The show's going to die. We got to go.
It's going to flourish as soon as she's gone.
Go to my website, robertkellylive.com, for all my dates. We got Copenhagen next week. We got comics. We got Bananas. We got a bunch of shows. Go to Robert Kelly Live. Go to my dates. Spread the word. Tweet them. Follow all these guys. Show up live. What do you got?
I just wanted to say...
hurry up.
I want to thank the stand.
No, we're back. Go ahead.
I want to thank the stand real quick. They donated tickets and a gift certificate to my uncle's charity golf outing tomorrow. So that was nice of them to do.
How come you haven't promoted it on the show?
Oh, it's because it's, I don't know, it's a thing. They don't want me to promote it like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're a liar.
You liar.
I don't fuck with anything Scopo's family or friends.
Yeah, because you don't know.
These guys don't want the promotion like that.
Yeah. Under the table.
Yeah, they want to promote it themselves, if you know what I means.
Me to take care of stuff.
Yes, there you go. Hey, like that, Joe.
Hey.
Bobby. You look Asian.
Yeah, fucking.
Pretty good. That drawing is a liar.
That's the title. All right, Kelly, what are you gonna do? What do you got?
Just cat.
What do you got besides a plane? She's taking a boat.
No, that's me.
Goodbye,
that's
America. I tried.
Wow, that's a.
I'm not gonna leave on a great day.
The fucking meanest one of the day.
That's the name of the episode. Goodbye, America. I tried.
She's flying a big pair of her white panties over the thing.
Yeah, draw that.
Oh God.
I want a map of America. Kelly on a boat the back of the boat says I tried.
I tried.
I tried.
She's gonna be back. That's what the whole thing
She'll
is.
She'll be back when in 2 weeks.
People try to do this big thing now when they're like, I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back in 6 months. Probably five.
We didn't even talk about the DeRosa stuff.
I got a lot to say about that.
Really?
I don't know. No. What happened with DeRosa?
Stand with List.
Stand with List. Okay, Kelly, what else?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you,
Kelly, you've been awesome.
Great.
You've taken a lot of shit.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
You've dealt with that fucking zoo animal, Louis Gomez.
It's aged you a couple years, but you know what? You're tougher for it.
You might have PTSD.
Well, you dealt with me, too, and you've worked your ass off, and you're a big part of this show. You know that. And you're always, listen to me, always welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Always, okay?
Thank you.
So don't worry about, you always have a seat here. It might be on the couch or in the other room, but you always have a seat here. I mean, that you always do. So don't worry about this place, all right? You'll never lose your spot here.
Please don't text me if I'm watching Game of Thrones.
Yeah, and you got it, baby.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, don't email me big, long letters.
No.
Just get to the point.
Okay.
All right? And redo my card. Like, buy another card and redo it.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I want to be the kindest.
Okay.
Kelly Vistuca. Yeah. Giannis Pappas. Dan Soda. Joe List. Scopo.
Goodbye, America. I
USS
tried.
Fat Arms.
Fucking dude on the couch.
Fat Arms.
Jason
Your friend
Sheffield.
Is a fucking asshole.
Dude, this guy's the meanest guy in the room.
Yeah.
Really let me see that.
By the way, he just systematically picked all of us off.
And the one that's the best is Lewis.
Yeah, well, he's smart because he got the zoo animal on his side.
Yeah. Just in case shit goes down.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode. You know what, dude? You guys are the fucking best fans in the world. I really appreciate you spreading the word. The show's getting bigger and bigger every week. And if you don't like listening to the show, go fuck yourself. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.